afternoon, whichever it is for you. I totally understand because noon is often good morning for me. I am D-Line and I am with you on 97.5 The Fanatic until the Sixers and the Bucks tip it up at 3:30. Oh my God. Can I just tell everybody that, like, even in this moment, I lost my phone again. I lost it this morning. Could not find this. Then I did not know my Apple ID, so I couldn't even try to locate the phone. And then just now, I hid it under papers that I'm reading stuff, and I'm like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? And you can all tell me that it's probably my personality that says, of course you always have your phone, but when you can't find it, it's so horrible. Ugh! Anyhow, me and my phone will be with you until 3:30. And let's talk about this Sixers-Bucks game, because I thought it was interesting when I got up and I was reading stuff on Twitter this morning, and Keith Pompey, I don't know if it was his title or Philly.com, but they said, like, the most wanted to watch game in a long time for the Sixers. And it's true. It is so true, because it is a gauge. It's a gauge of who are you and how good can you be. And today is the day. And I think the other night against the Kings, and people want to say, well, it was just the Sacramento Kings. You can say that. But at the end of the day, how they played against the Kings said more about who the Sixers are or can be than it was about the Kings. And the Kings, by the way, are fighting for their lives in the playoff picture out west. So they are not your 20-win Kings of years ago. I think today is, I don't say that it has to be a win, because I think Milwaukee is so good. They've only lost on their home floor 5 times. They've been in the first place in the Eastern Conference for a reason from start to finish at this point. Maybe they fell out once to the Raptors. It was only once. And right now they have a 3-game lead on the Raptors. So they've been there. They've proven that they belong to be there. They are better defensively than people give them credit. People just think about Giannis and the 3-point shooting, Middleton, Brooke Lopez, all that. But who they are defensively needs to be acknowledged. So I'm not saying that it has to be a victory, but how you play today is going to tell me a lot. And I actually, somebody put, you know, you can go on Twitter and you'll see somebody puts up a survey, and they said, who wins today? Sixers, Bucks, right? It's 50-50 is the way I go. So I clicked Sixers because I can't see the poll unless I vote. And sure enough, it was 69% said the Sixers will win today, which is really telling, because I appreciate the vote of the fan. And I don't know if it's because how they played the other night or if they truly believe that they are a better team than the Bucks, or if not enough of you have seen the Bucks to understand what's in front of the Sixers today. And what's in front of them is a really good team. So that is part of it. The other part is, last night, the Pacers fell to the Nuggets by 2 points. Oh, my God. Because had the Pacers won last night, it would have been different standings this morning. So going into this Bucks game, the Sixers do occupy the third seed, as they did yesterday. And they had it with the same record as the Pacers only because they have the tiebreaker. Pacers fell behind by a half game because they lost by 2 to the Denver Nuggets. And honestly, I got to tell you, these Pacers, they do not go away. And if you think you're just going to have this third seed all to yourselves, meaning the Philadelphia 76ers, with the Pacers not having any say in this, it's not going to happen. These guys, they want to play. They don't care that they don't have Victor Oladipo. These guys are going to put pressure on you from now until the end, which is 13 games. So four of them are at home, nine are on the road. One of those road games happens at 3:30 today. And you can hear that game right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. I say to you, how do you see today's game playing out? And like I said, I participated in an anonymous, I didn't even know who I was responding to. It was just a person who wanted to know how people felt. And I want to know how you feel. Is today a victory? Is today a must win for you? Or how today is played out, meaning the end result, win or lose, but how it is played, is that more important to you? That's most important to me. If you can hang, you may not get the victory, but if you play well and you look like you are every bit as good as the Milwaukee Bucks, if you end up losing, maybe I'm wrong for saying that's not the end all. And you will see them one more time before the end of the regular season. And I believe the Sixers, they're going to see them one more time in the postseason, and that's going to be for seven games. I think this is kind of just a day where we will learn what we are going to see in the postseason. And I don't think you hold back if you are either team. Like, oh, I don't want to show all my cards. No, that is not happening today. If you are the Philadelphia 76ers, if you are Brett Brown, you are showing all your cards because you need to go in there and try to win this game and make a statement that you are every bit as good as the Milwaukee Bucks. Your record doesn't say that, but you've had three teams. They've added at the trading deadline with Mirotić, but they basically have been who they are from day one. Budenholzer has done an unbelievable job coaching-wise. And I think for people who think coaching, we love to say, like, let's get rid of him. Or coaching doesn't matter. I think the fact that Budenholzer went in there to a team that pretty much was already intact and has made them the best in the East. Please call me up and tell me coaching doesn't matter. I invite that conversation because I think that coaching does matter and the good ones make it happen at both ends of the floor. And that's who Milwaukee is. So the Sixers are going to have to go in there and play as they did a couple nights ago against the Kings when they had all five of their starters score between 18 and 22 points, a first for the first time since 1986. And it's not so much the scoring. I thought it was the distribution of the ball. 28 assists, 11 turns. And I really want to focus on the 11 turns is key because you can't keep riding this roller coaster of 21 turns against Cleveland, 11 turns against Kings. You can't be at the top of turning it over in this league if you want to be an elite team. You can't. And for 6 years, they have been that. So I'll look at that number today for sure. But the 28, every time they flirt with 30 assists, I think is a really, and it's who they are. They definitely share the ball. They move the ball. They reverse it side to side. It's one of their assets as a group. And that's why when I hear people people talk about Jimmy Butler in particular, of being, you know, oh, he was engaged the other night. I think when you're on a team that has people who are capable of scoring and capable of getting it done, that if it may look like he's passive, it may. For me, it doesn't look passive. It looks like he is a team member. That's what it looks like to me. And when he has things that work, like it did the other night when he had 22 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, it looks like it just comes in the flow of what they're doing. And Brett Brown saying afterwards that, you know, we need to do a little better job of making sure we engage that Jimmy Butler. And when he says that, he was referring to that performance. And he put the onus on himself, Butler's teammates, and Jimmy. So there are three people involved, or three entities involved, in making sure that you have the Jimmy Butler that you thought they traded for. And the other, I just don't think he's never, he's not purposely saying, ugh, I don't like it here. That's not how I view his body language. That's not how I view what he has done since he's gotten here. And I know his reputation is what it is from his previous stops. But I think Jimmy Butler, one, I think that when it becomes a half-court game, you're going to see Jimmy Butler like you saw him the other night more than you'll see Ben Simmons get into the paint all the time, because that's playoff basketball. So I don't think we have a disengaged Jimmy Butler. I actually have enjoyed watching him play. I think there is conversation that happens all the time, and that they needed to find ways to make him be at his best, which is definitely pick and roll basketball and less dribble handoff for him. I get it. I think knowing who's on the floor with him matters. So when you do your substitutions, who's on the floor with Jimmy that makes Jimmy be better, and that you're running stuff for him. I think all that is key. But I actually think that Jimmy also understands that he's part of a team, a better team than he's ever been on. With more talent, better players, people who also need to get theirs. And you know what? It's difficult to check your ego at the gate for all of them. And I'll start at the top. JoJo, Ben, Jimmy, Tobias, JJ. Like, if you really want to be a winner, then you're all going to have to sacrifice a little. And the first one who cries because they're not getting theirs, then you're the problem. And the other night, there was no problem because it was so evenly distributed from field goal attempts, scoring. I always say Joel should have the most field goal attempts on any night, period. The guy is so gifted and so unique and so much better than most of the talent that exists out there. And that's why today is so interesting to me, because I love Giannis, but seriously, Joe needs to put his fingerprints on this game, because he can make people pay. You cannot defend this guy. So anyhow, we'll kick it off with Tron in Coatesville. Tron, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing, D?
Doing all right. How are you?
Good, good. You hit on a lot of the points that I was going to make about Jimmy. Like, we got to give this guy more credit that he knows to turn on and when to engage and when to, you know, be the player that he is, not the player we want him to be. I think we're trying to rush this process even more. I mean, not the process as far as, you know, the
yeah, being a winner, right, right. Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, what
you
mean. I think this guy knows what he's doing. For all we know, he could be waiting to turn that switch on in the playoffs. When it's really going to matter, why show all year long and have a team be able to prepare for that when he turns it on or when he, you know, engages himself. Like, we got to give this guy more credit. Like, he's a proven all-star. He's a proven defender. Like, you know, we got to, like, ride with this guy, like, instead of, you know, beating on it, because we've never had a team like this. Like, we don't know. We've never had a five like this as far as, as long as I've been watching Sister Basketball. We've never had a five like this.
I'm going to tell you, just by the numbers, the fact that the last time you had five starters who were between 18 and 22 points in a given game was 1986.
Exactly. So I'm saying, like,
and I can give you the names: Barkley, Julius, Mo Cheeks, Saddell Threet, and maybe it was Moses was the fifth. I don't remember the fifth. I know those four for sure.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, give these guys, you know, just give these guys a chance. Like, this is our first run at having a team, and then I think the expectations, we don't really know, like, where the expectation should be, because we've never had a team this solid. Like, you've always had a ragtag bunch of blue-collar guys with one guy like a Iverson and then a Tyrone Hill and a bunch of guys around.
Correct.
Him.
I mean, really, if you think about 2001, that was what that was. One star and a lot of blue-collar guys.
So now we're working with five, like, legit five guys that'll go to any other team in the league and start. Come on, man. Just give us some time. That's all I'm saying. I know nobody wants to hear that. I understand it. But what else can we do?
Tron, you know what? That's so crazy, because honestly, if you think of the starting five from 2001, how many of them would have been starters on another team?
On any other team, exactly.
Wow. But this group, you are so true. I mean, you have two All-Stars, so we know they're going to start on any team. Butler was a four-time All-Star, didn't make it this year, so he's going to start on another team. Tobias should be an All-Star in the near future,
exactly.
So he's going to start on any other team. So who am I leaving out? JJ.
And then JJ just being the shooter, you know, like, come on, we've never had a team like this, so we don't even really know what we're looking at all the way. So, like, just, you know, let it play itself out.
All right, give me a result for today, Tron.
Oh, man, this is going to be a tough one. I like us in a close one, 126-122.
Winners or losers?
Oh, winning.
Oh, you think they beat Milwaukee on their floor?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. I think we rolling there. I think we rolling.
All right, Tron. I like it. I like the way I appreciate the call. Thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. I do appreciate how they played the other night defensively. I thought it was their best group effort defensively. I'm not going to lie. I voted Sixers on that, where I got to be part of somebody's survey just to see what people were thinking. I think today's a tough task. I think it's actually a Bucks win, even though I like how they played the other day. I think Milwaukee is a really tough group, and it has so much more to do with the team than just a Giannis. And that's the problem, is that all the focus, everybody's like, well, you know, if you slow down Giannis, yeah, well, you got 3-point shooting with more than Middleton. You got Lopez, who's played unbelievably this year. You added a Mirotić. You got Bledsoe. I mean, it's a really, really good group.
I agree.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Matt in Downingtown. Matt, how are you? And thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, thanks, D. Happy St. Patty's Day to you.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think I have a little Irish in my blood.
Everybody's got a little Irish in
right?
their blood.
Right? Don't sometimes. We all? And, I mean, we're... I know on my mother's side for sure.
Right on. So, yeah, about the Sixers today, I think that it's definitely going to be a huge task for us, but I think that if they play the way they played the other night and just maybe a little bit more, you know, a little bit, gear that up a little bit more than they had against Sacramento. I mean, though, even Sacramento was fighting for a playoff spot, and, you know, the Bucks are the best team in the league here. But I think, you know, this might be a letdown game for the Bucks here. I think they may, you know, be coming into this game thinking they're a 6.5-point favorite. And the Sixers are going to be coming into this game saying, you know, we got to we got to show the world what we can do.
Well, I will say, from a motivational standpoint, the Sixers have more at stake than the Bucks do, because the Bucks' lead on the Raptors increased to 3 overnight. So 3 with, I don't know if both of them have 12 games to play, 13 to play, is a good number for the Bucks. But I will say, they are still, you're still trying to prove to the world that you're the best team in the East, because nobody acknowledges that. They really don't. They do not acknowledge this Bucks team as being, a team that has been in first place for 98% of this entire season.
Yeah, and I think that's probably due to maybe where they, the whole fact it's Milwaukee.
It is where they live. Yep, absolutely.
Right? Milwaukee, So we're not used to thinking of them as a big powerhouse in sports, not only basketball,
No, I mean,
usually always obviously, Green Bay,
I'm thinking that obviously Kareem played there way back in the day, but Bucks teams, and there were good Bucks teams actually when the Sixers were good too in the 90s. I'm trying to think. I used to pick on a fantasy team a couple of Bucks shooters. But yes, nobody ever thinks of them as powerhouse.
No, but it's going to be a good game, and I think overall today is just going to be a great day for sports. I mean, you got basketball on now, you got the Sixers, you got Selection Sunday, and then you got the Penguins Flyers tonight. So
now, let me ask you about the Flyers seriously, because they're 7 out. Do you still hang hope?
No.
No. Right.
No.
I'm glad. I'm glad somebody else says it for me, because it's not. No. And the whole part, the other part of hockey, is that games that go to overtime, that impacts your points also. So,
exactly,
like the
those
Sixers,
games,
right?
Yeah.
The overtime games screw you. That's
there's 3-point swings.
Right.
Definitely.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's so huge. And so,
and everyone above you keeps winning.
Correct.
Or
and so 7 points out at this point is monumental beyond belief.
I remember, because I drink.
Yeah, they're going to have to go on a huge run. But yeah, I think they're.
But even let's just give them like winning out. I think winning out wouldn't even do it for them.
Yeah, and that's a shame that they came off to such a slow start, because they have had such a great
run. And you know what? I don't know if you look back on this season for them and analyze the coaching, the changing of leadership, changing of coaching also, but and then, bringing up Carter Hart, the whole thing. Like, if you had done it differently earlier, would it have mattered? I don't know.
Yeah, no. I mean, either all, I think it's going to be not a complete failure this season. It could have been a complete disaster, but I think there's a lot of positives that they're going to be able to take away into next season.
I agree. I always like when everybody is a contender, and I would believe that no matter what happens, and I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, I think it's done for them. But I think that going into next year, you're going to think that they are a playoff team. You're going to know that the Sixers are a playoff team. You're going to believe the Eagles are capable of getting to the Super Bowl again. And you're going to have come off of Philly's season that was, where they were in the postseason. So I'm a big, when all four are contenders, I think it's and because I don't think any of them are just like wallowing as on the cusp. Like, the Flyers would be the lowest on that totem pole, and I think they're trending up so far greater than just being like, oh, they'll be an 8th seed next year. I don't think that. I think they're better than that.
No, they're definitely trending up, and the other teams are already there. So there's a lot to be excited about.
All right, thanks, Matt. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take your call, 610-632-0975. By the way, Bryce Harper is supposed to play today. That contusion in his ankle was just a bad bruise. 610-632-0975. Who you got today? Sixers, Bucks at 3:30. I say it's going to be a tough one. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All the action on the ice giving you the chills? Break away to the hottest game in town, Delilah's. Let the world's most beautiful showgirls warm you up as you claim the game on Delilah's giant video walls. Or skate in after the game. Your ticket stub gives you free admission. Ready for a real power play? Come to Delilah's. Voted America's number one gentleman's club. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, where body checking is a way of life. Details now at Delilah's.com. There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts. At least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
The Big Beat.
Gary Barbera's spring sales event.
300 Jeeps Keys.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month. $179 a month or less.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Rams, Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month or less.
Oh, mama.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
300 Jeeps Keys.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month. $179 a month or less.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month. $179 a month or less.
Is Barbera's on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
11 Durango Express. Approved credit for well-qualified clients. $39.87 to its center. Total payments, $19.023. Tax Act plus $144. Fee addition for more, 1-800-BARBERA.com.
Hello.
300 Jeeps Chiefs.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
I'm not kidding.
Boom.
Your choice.
$179 a month.
$179 a month or less.
Don't text and drive because Barbera cares.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Yeah, I'll get straight to it. I'm looking for the fastest internet.
Well, with Xfinity, you can get the fastest, most reliable internet, and you can pause your in-home Wi-Fi for family time.
Wow, internet that's crazy fast and reliable? It's like a cheetah that you trust enough to house-sit your pets.
I don't know if you should trust a cheetah with your pets.
Well, you're the one who said he's crazy fast and reliable.
No, I said Xfinity XFi is.
Just like the cheetah.
We're still talking about internet, right?
It doesn't matter. I'll take it.
Get speed, coverage, and control with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second, plus TV and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. And get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Special offer in 3/17/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Snow!
Jack Frost Big Boulder has plenty of winter left and conditions are great. Don't let the season slip away without one more trip to JFBB to ski and ride on packed snow. Or get a jump on next season when you purchase your 2019-2020 Peak Pass on sale now for just $99 down. Your Peak Pass is good at Jack Frost Big Boulder and 10 other East Coast resorts for the 2019-2020 season and the remainder of this year. 14 mountains, one pass. Italy East was one. Available at JFBB.com.
You, college basketball bettors, are our people. March is here. Now it's time. You've researched the regions, scanned the seeds, and looked for the long shots. Get in on the madness with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the app or go to WilliamHill.com and place your college bets today. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports Talk for Morton and all of Delco.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Out to Shamet, back out top. A steal by Giannis. Breakout, and Milwaukee's going to get a throw down. Oh, man, a whammer jammer by Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Get used to the name, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis, last night in the game against, no, it wasn't last night, it was Friday, against Miami, 33 points, 16 boards, 9 assists on 12 of 19 shooting. This guy is a legit in the conversation for MVP in this league. Actually, given what Harden has done, I'm guessing Harden has the edge. But anyhow, later today, watching Giannis do what he does and Embiid do what he does, and they're not like mano-a-mano. That's not how this works. But last time, which was October 24th when these two met, both had 30-point scoring performances. And I just think that you will be treated to seeing the elite young players of the future of the NBA. And Embiid turned 25 yesterday. Giannis, let me see what Giannis is age-wise. 24. Right. So he'll be 25 in December. So these guys are here to stay. I mean, seriously. Giannis comes into the game averaging 27 points and 13 rebounds. Embiid is right there with him. It's going to be a gamer for sure. Let's go to Nick in Hamilton. Nick, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to go back to some of the points that you were making earlier on Jimmy Butler, how people have been sort of calling him passive in some respects. And
yes.
I definitely agree with what you're saying, right? Looking at the way he played back with the T-Wolves, you could tell it was sort of a lack of respect. They had some talent. They have Karl-Anthony Towns. You can see now that he's here and he's willing to sort of distribute the ball, he didn't think some of those younger guys were taking the game as seriously. I don't see this as passiveness right now. I see it as an understanding of the broader talent on the team and sort of a willingness to defer when he needs to. But then also, he knows when to kind of pick that up. And I think the playoff point that you made is especially important because I think come playoff time, he's going to be ready to go. And you're going to be able to rely on him when you need him. But he knows the Bassett and JoJo as well.
I appreciate that you're with me because I don't find him to be. So, like, for instance, I say to myself, I can only say what I see, but if I don't have numbers to prove it. So the last 10 games, because that's when people seem to be saying in abundance that he's been deferring to others. The guy's averaging better than 17 points over his last 10 games. He's getting 6 rebounds and 5 assists. I don't know what more you would want from the guy.
No, he's always been a 5-and-5 guy as well as some defensive stats. And what's going to happen when you have 5 guys on the floor that anyone can go off at any point in the night? Obviously, sometimes you're going to average down on that, and some days he's going to have his 30-point games as well. So, I mean, that's just natural. You've seen it with the Warriors, too, right?
Thank you. Yep.
Well, yeah, Klay Thompson will go off for 40, and one day he'll have 12.
Right.
You know, he'll average back up. I mean,
because when you have multiple threats, if somebody keys on one, you are willing to let the one that is not keyed on go off. That's what having talent like you wanted to be your team, that's what it means. That's what it equals.
you got to take what you're given, right? There's going to be weaknesses.
Absolutely.
Every team has their own defensive weakness.
And I would say this. I am grateful that Jimmy Butler, to me, is proven to this point, and we'll see what happens in the offseason, what he decides he wants to do. But to me, what he has shown is that he enjoys playing with, for the first time in his life, with talented people.
I think it's one beyond that. The talent point is definitely there. It's not just talent, but it's people that actually want to win. And I think that's the difference
I see what you're saying, because obviously you would think in Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns that's talent also. But a wanting and a desire and a belief that you can win is different here than was in Minnesota for him.
Exactly. He's the workhorse, and if he sees other people working towards the same thing, that's the respect he needs, and that's why he's passing.
Nick, I appreciate the call. Thanks. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
All right, you too. See ya.
Yeah, I would say that Jimmy Butler actually has an opportunity to rewrite his reputation by how he plays. And so there has not been one part of his existence since he came to the Sixers that says selfish. Okay. So if he was selfish and a bad teammate in his two previous stops, selfish for sure is not part of the reputation he's established here in Philadelphia. And if when they win, he always mentions winning makes everything better. So if they continue to win and they win in the postseason, he will have proven that, one, I am not a selfish player. I think he will be a part of, because even Brett Brown the other day said it, and I'm going to cue that up and we'll play it later in the show, but where they need him to be the guy he was the other day when he was 8-for-14, but it wasn't so much the shooting percentage wise, it was how he was playing. It was the 7 assists, it was the 6 rebounds, it was the defense, it was him looking like a 4-time All-Star that he is in his past. And that they need him to be that. But I don't think that he purposely says, no, I don't want to be that on given nights. I think he looks and sees who has it going on and let me just fit in. And I don't think there's anything wrong with fitting in. The number one crown jewel of this team is Joel Embiid. It should be. I don't ever want them to go away from that. And the beauty of Joel is that the other night to me was the way it should always go. He comes out, he set the tone. He had 10.6 rebounds in that first quarter. He was a defensive stopper in the fourth quarter when the game was close. This guy is so unique athletically, talent-wise. He is a guard in a 7-foot body. I said I would never take a charge with that guy coming down the lane, even if I had position, because I'm not getting up. I'm going to have to go to the bench. So it starts with Joel and players like Butler, Tobias, Ben. They're all great, and you need them all to compete for this Eastern Conference title. You're not getting the title in the regular season, but you can come out of the East. This group can come out of the East. And it starts with showing who are you today when you are in Milwaukee against those Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo. I always have a terrible time. Josh, you say it for me. Go ahead.
Antetokounmpo.
I know. I like spell it phonetically. It's like one too many syllables for me. Anyhow, Giannis, Greek freak. Man, myth, legend. Is that fair? We can just say 27-13. What else do we have to say about Giannis? He and company will be taking on the Philadelphia. Well, they'll be entertaining the Sixers at 3:30 today, a game you can hear right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And just so you are aware, Milwaukee's like one of those teams. The other night on the road, they're down 20 against Miami, 62-42. And then they come back and they win it 113-98. So if it says two things that I want you to know before you start watching this game later today. Yes, they are offensively gifted and they have excellent three-point shooting. But seriously, from 62 points in the second quarter and Miami ends up with 98 for the game, these guys will defend. They will defend. 610-632-0975. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Rebound right hand jam. Ben Simmons throws it down.
13 games remain in the regular season, and the NBA's top team is up next. Sixers Bucks today at 3:30 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Includes auto ship delivery. Cancel anytime. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
What could you do with thicker hair? Could you climb Mount Everest? Build a rocket ship and go to the moon? Finally figure out how the magic eraser actually works? Probably not. But you sure would look good while you were attempting it. Try new Thickhead, the hair regrowth system for men that will leave your hair looking thicker, fuller, instantly. And I'm not lying. If I were lying, would I offer you 50% off plus free shipping right now? Would I tell you it has one of the only FDA-approved treatments clinically proven to regrow your hair? In fact, Thickhead comes with a 120-day hair regrowth guarantee. That means if you don't see real hair regrowing in your noggin in 120 days, you pay nothing for the product. Just text FLOW to 246810 right now and get 50% off. You heard me. Text FLOW to 246810. FLOW to 246810. Thickhead for men. Get ahead of it.
Stop. Before you consider an import, Armin Chevrolet asks you to think. Chevrolet is the most awarded car company of the past several years, and Armin Chevrolet's reputation for customer service is outstanding. So Armin Chevrolet asks, why wouldn't you consider a new Armin Chevrolet? This month, lease a fun and peppy 2019 Armin Chevrolet Trax for only $139 per month. That's right, only $139 per month for an Armin Chevrolet Trax. Want even more? Lease a 2019 Armin Chevrolet Equinox for only $179 per month. That's right, only $179 per month for an Armin Chevrolet Equinox. Just arrived, the incredibly stylish all-new 2019 Chevrolet Blazer, starting at only $29,995. The beautiful restyled Blazer is truly impressive. Visit Armin Chevrolet today or go to shoparmin.com 24/7. Chevrolet, find new roads. Tax, tags, and licensing costs are additional. Lease payments are for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year. Requires $14.95 down payment. First payment due at signing. Lease conquest proof. Bank acquisition fee and AOA once your bank approval required. Offers expire 4/1/2019.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano inviting you to join me this Sunday night, 6 p.m. in person at the beautiful Sportsbook Parks Casino, my casino and sportsbook of choice, for a special Bracket Sunday viewing party with my pal hoops expert Dick Girardi. Join me and Dick Girardi inside the Parks Casino Sportsbook this Sunday night as we break down the brackets, give you all the info you need to lay your tournament action, fill out your brackets. We got you covered. Come see us. Check out the Parks Casino Bet Slip Builder app that makes it so easy to plan all of your sports bets. Yours truly, Dick Girardi, talking tournament hoops, helping you pick the winners. Sunday, 6 p.m. at the Parks Casino Sportsbook. Going to be awesome. Must be 21. Call 800-GAMBLER.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Macy's VIP sale brings you our best names at our biggest savings. Discover the designers, trends, and styles you'll love all spring. Then add something extra. Take an extra 10 to 30% off throughout the store with your Macy's card or pass. You'll even save an extra 15% on beauty purchases. Hurry in. Macy's VIP sale ends March 24th. Savings on regular and sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy no matter how they pay. Visit Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com. Miss something? Listen to the Fanatic Best of Show podcast on the Fanatic app or on the podcast page at 975thefanatic.com. This is 975 The Fanatic.
Bledsoe with the dribble. Backdoor Giannis and a dunk by Antetokounmpo. It's back to a double-digit lead.
Giannis will be on display later on this afternoon, 3:30, Sixers, in a very important contest against the best. I was going to say the best in the Eastern Conference, but honestly, 52-17 is best in the business when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks. And just for people who don't pay a lot of attention to who the Bucks are, you may know Giannis and you don't know a lot about the rest of what they do. So a year ago, they averaged 8.8 made three-pointers. That's they've increased that by five, so it's 13-plus that they make per game. They have gone to become the number one defense efficiency team in the NBA. And that would have a lot to say about Budenholzer becoming their head coach. So that's two. And then three, they were one of the worst at giving up points in that restricted area. So basically, no rim protection. They went from worst to best. And I just throw these statistics at you to say this is why today is so important. Because how this game plays out, win or loss, how you compete, this is the best in the business. True. You may say they're the Milwaukee Bucks and we don't watch and we don't care. But they're good. And how the Sixers perform against this group will go a long way in telling me who they can be in the postseason. End of story for me. I go to Jimmy. Jimmy in Mount Holly, good morning, sir. Good afternoon, I guess, right?
I was thinking it's a good thing you're June Wynum's daughter and not Giannis's sister. it's Antetokounmpo. That's the correct way. In fact, Tom is just saying Antetokounmpo. I think Tom's wrong with that.
He skips a syllable, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, and I'm surprised, too, because he's just a great listener. I mean, he's a guy that does it all. I mean, he's a color analyst.
Oh, my God, I love hearing his calls, for sure.
Oh, I mean, these classic sound bites. I became a Jody Meeks fan just the way he said his name, like when he made a big basket. I mean, how good is that? I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. Josh asked me to cite some examples of 2D. This game really is nowhere near as meaningful as everyone thinks. Sorry, it's a big game. It's probably going to be, in my opinion, the Eastern Conference preview. But anyway, let's just start with the biggest one, the famous Kirk Gibson home run. Now, in the regular season, the Dodgers had lost to the Mets 11 out of 12 times and beat them in the National League Championship Series. Now, just on a local note, you remember the nightmare on Broad Street when John Van Beesbrook came to town and broke the Flyers' hearts? I was at the game at Madison Square Garden where they were billing this as this great playoff preview. The Flyers came into MSG and beat the Rangers. I mean, how did that work out? So, I mean, it's not any really great big deal. I mean, we certainly want them to win, and I can't wait to listen and watch. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just to say this is this big barometer. I mean, I just don't agree with that.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you, Jimmy, that it's not a barometer. Not on the win and loss part of it, because if they lose, you know, fine. It's one game in a regular season. I get it. But how you compete, what I see from matchups is going to tell me a lot about who they are for the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point, as you always make, and not to forget that we do play the Bucks again at home, and we know how different we are at home versus on the road. I just wanted to commend you on something. I was listening to the show after I spoke with you yesterday, and the way you handled that rude, and I can't say what he is because of the FCC, but I mean, I was cracking up. I mean, when you get mad, I mean, you are just spectacularly entertaining. But that, I was saying, if there was cursing, I said, I'd have been dying laughing. I was hysterical as it was. I mean, it was funny. I mean, you maintained your cool and class, and the guy was an idiot. I mean, the guy was trying to get your goat, but I mean, it was some classic radio.
Well, I tend to think that I'm a pretty even keeled personality, so I don't like to go, but he definitely did. He pushed me to a point. I tried to maintain it, Jimmy. Come on now.
No, you did, though. But I mean, in fact, people were commenting after the fact, like the next host, how they never saw you like that, and it really was fun. I mean,
I didn't. Oh my gosh. So I entertained with when I lost my cool.
Get excited.
All right.
See, I just want to say one more thing before you let me go, and I think this is going to be a staple with our calls. For you out there that want to call the likes of Dee or Bob Cooney or Devon Givens, it's really not in your best interest to come like with a contending spirit, because, you know, I learned in life a long time ago, you don't argue with people that know almost infinitely more than you do on a given subject. Now, if you want to disagree with Dee or Bob or Devon,
I totally invite disagreement. And that was part of my thing yesterday. I was like, please tell me what your point is. Because he kept trying to say, put words in my mouth that I had not spoken.
Yes, that's what really set you off when he obviously did that. No, I'd say we disagree on a few things, but
yes.
I mean, I'm smart enough to know that I should never come on your show with a spirit of wanting to contend, because I just wind up looking stupid.
No.
But I mean, you know, I love the way you take calls with people that do disagree. Now, we don't agree on the importance of this game.
Right.
Maybe I need to think about that. When I hang up, I mean, because, I mean, you know, if you say it, it's got to have some serious basketball validity.
No, but Jimmy, I appreciate the call, and you know I always do. But I think that's part of what makes great conversation, whether it's on radio or in life, is that you can hear another person's perspective, and you can entertain that has validity. So you not seeing the game as important is... There's validity to that. There's 82 games in a regular season of the NBA. For me, the validity lies in the fact that I need to see matchups with the best in this Eastern Conference, because if I want them, the Sixers, to come out of the East, it's probably going to go through Milwaukee at one point. And so these matchups matter to me. I got to see, you know, fine. If Embiid can get 30, but Butler, Tobias, and Ben are held in check and none of them make a statement against a Middleton or a Bledsoe, or and Mirotić comes off the bench and he makes the Sixers look silly when he's in the game, that matters to me. And so from that standpoint, I see it different than Jimmy. But I like that Jimmy has an opinion, and I respect it. Let's go to, actually, I have to go to a break. Connor, I'm coming right back. I swear on the other side of this commercial break, you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic's Bracket Challenge is back. A perfect bracket could win you
$1 million.
The top points winner wins a five-night vacation at Icona Resorts Beachfront Hotels down the shore in Avalon, Diamond Beach, or Cape May. Registration is now open. Go to 975thefanatic.com and register now. Fanatic Bracket Challenge is presented by TurnersvilleJeep.com, South Jersey's fastest-growing Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer, and 97.5 The Fanatic.
In Philly, we know a winner when we see one. On Wednesday, March 20th at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, we'll crown a winner you'll definitely want to see. Don't miss the sexiest contest around, Delilah's Entertainer of the Year, as the world's most beautiful showgirls compete for the coveted 2019 title. Join our special guest host, Simone Danilustris, as she guides you through a night packed with fierce competitors focused on one goal, winning Delilah's Entertainer of the Year. Start your night right and arrive early for select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres beginning at 7 p.m. Delilah's Entertainer of the Year 2019 on Wednesday, March 20th is brought to you by Grey Goose, Bacardi O'Cart, and Yuengling. Delilah's is located at 100 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia and has ample free parking. Elevate your Delilah's experience and reserve your table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800 or visit delilahs.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Patriot Software provides cloud-based accounting software that is super easy for business owners and powerful enough for accountants. With Patriot's accounting software, business owners can easily invoice customers, receive payments, pay bills, and track the money in and out of their company without needing a college degree in accounting. And with Patriot Software's patent-pending cash-to-accrual toggle switch, the business's accountant can log in, view the books, and make complex entries to ensure the business has accurate financial statements. Easy but powerful. Everybody wins. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
You, college basketball bettors, are our people. March is here. Now it's time. You've researched the regions, scanned the seeds, and looked for the long shots. Get in on the madness with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the app or go to WilliamHill.com and place your college bets today. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family owned since 1883. J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville has provided an outstanding ownership experience for over 135 years. A proud recipient of the 2017 President's Award and located just 1 mile north of the Montgomery Mall on Route 309. Visit jlfriedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
J.L. Fried Honda Montgomeryville, simply exceptional.
Finally, the Who is moving on. Set for a true Who experience like never before. Saturday, May 25th, Citizens Bank Park. Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and charge by phone. The Icons, the show, the Who. Moving on.
March in to the Piccalilli Inn for St. Patrick's Day specials and all your favorite college hoops action. See the games on their 10-foot TV and enjoy Bud Light bottle specials during all tournament games. Try their delicious St. Patrick's Day specials like corned beef and cabbage Reubens all weekend long and 22-ounce Miller Lite drafts for $3.75 on St. Patrick's Day. See why people from all over drive for the Piccalilli Inn's world-famous wings and home-style favorites. The one, the only Piccalilli Inn, Route 206 Chemung, New Jersey. For events and specials, like them on Facebook.
Man, aren't you tired of being hoodwinked into buying socks size 9 through 12?
9 through 12 is a size range, not a size. How can one size sock fit four different feet the same? Kane 11 makes men's socks in 11 individual shoe sizes, 7 through 17. It just makes sense. Everything else you wear fits. So should your socks. Kane 11 socks are crafted with premium merino wool in the ideal weight and cushioning for year-round comfort. I'm Pete Hunsinger, co-founder of Kane 11. Our socks are an innovation of concept and design that take the mystery out of sock sizing forever. Take it from me, you'll be amazed at how comfortable socks are when they actually fit. Kane 11 designs are stylish yet understated, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. Be prepared. You'll be surprised the difference wearing socks that actually fit makes. You will never go back to wearing multi-size socks again. Kane 11, precisely your size.
Save 20% off your first order at Kane11.com. Enter promo code FANATIC. That's Kane11.com. Kane11.com. Promo code FANATIC.
Voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
Download to Joe. Joe makes a move on Lopez and jams it. Wow. How about a steady diet of that? Great spin move and a dribble and a two-hand stuff.
Come on, JoJo, you're now 25 years old. Let's hand it to Giannis and company later on today at 3:30 when the Sixers take on the Bucks in Milwaukee. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Gateway Kia. Hurry into Gateway Kia for massive March Mania savings on all new Kias. Now through Monday, Gateway Kia at Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. All right, we're going to go right back to the phones as we move into the 1 o'clock hour. So now we're 2 hours and 30 minutes away from tip-off between the best in the East and the Sixers, who have won three in a row, 44 and 25, taking on those Bucks. We go to Connor in Montclair. Connor, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Hey, so real quick on the Sixers. So I think the main thing should be, you know, we're in that third position. I don't know if you guys disagree or agree. I think we should, you know, solidify that third position, stay healthy, and rest our guys and get ready for them playoffs to just dominate, you know. I think we should just hang tight on that position. Make sure all of our guys are healthy and make sure they have enough rest for them playoffs and get ready for them.
I would agree with that you would prefer being in the third seed. I would disagree with resting any people for sake of just rest, because this starting five has not played together more than 82 minutes, I believe.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Well, part of that was because Embiid was out those 8 games.
Right.
So I would prefer that they play that five and Brett use the same substitutions in the way he did the other night against the Kings. And I want to see that for at least a 5-game sample size so that I know they know who they are and how they play together. And,
right.
that Brett knows who should be on the floor together and subbing accordingly.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. You're the, you know, professional, but I just, you know, was saying, you know, make sure they're ready for the playoffs, and I'm sure they will be. But going over to the Phillies, you know,
yeah, let me hear.
Yeah, just not much. Just, you know, excited for the season. Obviously, it's a tough one with the Harper thing. That's an absolute killer. But he's obviously day to day. Throw that ankle.
He's playing today.
He's playing today. Good news. Good news.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tune in for that at I think that's at 1 o'clock. I don't know if it's on TV or not.
The next few days, you know, take it easy the next few days. You know, don't go superhero on us. We know we got you for 13 years.
Yeah, that was exactly my thought when he got nailed.
You don't gotta prove nothing. You know, prove it to us. You know, when you're you know. But I'm excited. Thanks for the call.
I appreciate it, Connor. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. No, absolutely. But I will say, I do believe we would prefer, not at the expense of his health, but if it's just a contusion, so therefore a bruise, and it's probably like purple and ugly to look at, but if he can play, he needs more at-bats. Everybody would agree between now and March 28th, if, in fact, he's healthy and fine to go. We go to Doug in Montgomeryville, and I was talking about Harper.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, I admire your knowledge of the game.
Thank you.
So, I have a question, and I kind of have it half answered, I think, but I'll ask it anyway.
Yep.
The starting five has so much power on the starting five. Like, it seems like it's going to be difficult to decide who's going to do what. Why? And then it drops off fast. Why can't a couple of those guys come off the bench with the guys that come off the bench? And now you have a few guys, like, but Butler kind of did it in last game where he was, the guys were off the bench he was playing with. Now he has ability to take charge because no one else is really going to do that.
Right. So what I think you're saying, you're answering your own question. You don't actually have to change your starting lineup. You have to be more conscious of your substitutions, which I think has been Brett's greatest challenge since the trade deadline. And the other night, I think you saw combinations that worked when he made substitutions.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, so I'm just going to share with you. People like to look at, you know, bench and bench scoring, and I look at it too, believe me. But I'm going to tell you that the Golden State Warriors, and you and I would probably agree that they have a winning formula, correct?
Yes.
So the Golden State Warriors are not one of the best or highest scoring benches in the NBA on average. They average 17.5 points as a bench. The Sixers bench averages 17 points. They're not that far behind the Golden State Warriors. The key to good teams having good benches is exactly what you pointed out. When a Jimmy Butler stays on the floor with another starter and maybe you have three reserves, and then he takes control. So it's not a matter of moving a starter to the bench to then come in. It's a matter of how you do your substitutions.
Right. Exactly. And that's what that's why I half answered my question, because I was listening, you know, I listened to a lot and everybody's complaining about Jimmy Butler not getting his own and all this stuff. But maybe the way he was put there, it's not really his fault, because he always talks about how this is what he's told to do. Now he comes off, he's off the bench or he's starting with some substitution. It opens the door for him to do his thing.
Absolutely. And I like that they put the ball in his hands some to be, right, because he is a guy who attacks the rim. He does more stuff off the dribble than, say, a JJ who comes off running off of a screen and a dribble handoff and knock down a three-pointer.
And the other thing, yeah, so we hope that Brett Brown picks up on that. I don't know, because of, I picked up on the fact that he should be in like that. And I'm not a real knowledgeable person on, but just watching the game, I'm not a real knowledgeable person on basketball. The other thing is, just one more question.
Yes.
When I saw him play the Celtics, you know, they got beat just the way they got beat in last year's playoff. And then he makes the remark, oh, well, I'm preparing for the playoffs. Wouldn't it be better to make a statement, at least be able to beat the Celtics?
Yeah.
And say, hey.
I mean, they definitely, the Celtics, they have one more chance against them. The last contest, they did have their same roster they have right now, though it was new at the time. But I would agree with you. Absolutely, they have to show that they can do better. The Celtics have their number and they make them look bad. That's what they've done. And you can't wait to the postseason to prove otherwise.
And they're confident when the Sixers come in.
Yes. Doug, I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
You also.
Thank you. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. All right, I'm going to go to my friend Keith Pompey of Philly.com, the Inquirer and Daily News. Keith, please help these people understand who are listening that, today's game is important. Win or lose, I need to know how they match up. What do you think?
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, win or lose, you need to know where they match up. And you know, D, you've been around this, you know, the Sixers longer than I have. So, and you know Brett Brown, and we all know that, you know, right now he's trying to try out certain things. He's trying to see where they work out. And like the game plan that he's going to have in the playoffs is going to be tweaked. So, you know, right now he wants to see what, you know, that, not saying that he's going to unravel certain things, but he's just trying to see where they match up so they can move forward in the playoffs just in case, you know, they get to meet these guys in the second round or something.
Keith, I think this is a different side of Brett that we have seen this year in that regard, what you just said about trying to understand what he will have in the postseason as opposed to previous years. And I'll just go really to last because that was the first time they were going to be in the postseason in his tenure. But that he's so concerned with having the best postseason team that he can provide as opposed to what they could accomplish and have statistically this, that, and the other in the regular season.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And a prime example is like, you know, before Furkan Korkmaz was injured, I mean, soon when they made the trade, he said, we're going to have a tournament, you know, to see who's going to be in that rotation, you know, and that's what it's all about. And sometimes, you know, coaches will say things, you're like, all right, whatever, buddy. Like, he'll say, you know what, you know, yeah, we really want to win. We're looking at these schedules, but we're really focused on the playoffs. And when he, you know, when you say that after a loss to Boston or after a bad loss to Chicago, you know, you're saying to yourself, whatever, Brett. But I believe him. I mean, I honestly believe that they're doing stuff, and, like, it's all the focus is on, you know, getting to, I mean, the playoffs, because let's face it, I mean, they could go on a 16-game winning streak like they did last year. And if you get bumped in the second round or if you have or you know, if you get bumped in the first round, it means nothing.
Correct.
And I think that's what Brett is focused on. I know that's what he's focused on.
Oh, my God. Keith, thank you, because that's exactly what I'm telling people. First of all, you're not getting rid of the guy before the postseason plays out, and everybody will be judged. Whether it's max contracts, Brett Brown, or anybody, it's all going to be judged on what they do in the postseason. So that's truth. Truth of the matter. All right, you see him more than I do because obviously I do see him at home games. But do you have a sense? Is Jimmy Butler a happy human being?
You know, it's hard to judge. Like, I was asked that before. And it's one of those things that, you know, I do, if you ask me if Jimmy Butler would want, you know, a bigger role, of course. You know, I mean, but do I think that he's doing what he's told? Yes. But the thing is, you know, we really won't find out anything until the playoffs come. And I hate to keep going back to that. But, you know, I do believe that they're going to utilize him differently and we'll see stuff. And I think that we'll see, you know, the Jimmy Butler that people expected to see, a guy who's going to take over games and do things. And I think we saw a little bit of that the last game. I mean, like, they switched the rotations a little bit. You know, Jimmy was more like a ball-dominant player.
Yep.
He initiated a lot of things, and he had a solid game. So, and then when you look at it, you saw, like, in the fourth, you know, Joel did, he took over the last minute like he did the game before that.
Yep.
So, you know, I think that, you know, after the playoffs, after how their his role, after he's utilized, then we'll have a better indication of that. But I will say, you know what, so Jimmy has been saying all the right things, you know.
That's the way maybe, I feel, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's not doing the things that, you know, people would like, but whenever we ask him, and it's funny because he knows it, like, you know, Jimmy doesn't want to talk because, you know, he'll say something.
That will ignite a firestorm, yeah.
Exactly. So people will look at him, and we're all like, okay, Jimmy, man, you only got five touches. How you feel about that? And he's like, look, dude, like, because if he says something, I mean, last time, you know, they were in a team meeting. He was asked about his role. And if anybody's around Timmy, Jimmy, he's an emotional guy.
He is.
He can rub certain people the wrong way.
Yeah.
He was asked about his role. He said it emotionally. And then next thing you know, oh, my gosh, here he is trying to kill another franchise. So now he's, like, in straight shutdown mode to where he doesn't want to say anything.
All right, well, then so, I appreciate that because he's trying to control the situation.
Kind of, so yeah, trying to stay out of the, away from the drama.
Yeah, I hear. Yeah. Well, because one of the things, Keith, that I say, though, we all say you need more talent, right? You have a star, mm-hmm. you need more talent. Jimmy needed more talent in Chicago. He had maybe talent in Minnesota, but they weren't the right guys for his personality in Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns. So now he comes to a place where, I mean, an Embiid should be the crown jewel. He is. He's that unique. I do believe that when the postseason rolls around, Jimmy's offense will shine greater because Ben's will go less than what he's doing right now because he will not be able to get to the paint the way he is.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, it's going to be a different game. It's going to be shots are going to be harder to come by.
Yep, and that's when
more Jimmy and ISO.
Yeah, and Jimmy can get shots in that situation. Ben cannot.
All right. Yeah, you're right. You know, and that's the problem. Ben will have a hard time. Now, the thing is, though, Brent and Ben, the one thing I will say about him, you know, he's more comfortable in the foul line, which yeah. will enable him to stay on the floor more, and he won't be a negative. He won't be that guy that's like, oh, we got to seek out and foul him. Now, guys are still going to try to do that just to see the progress that they saw. Is it real or not?
Right.
But, you know, Jimmy, you know, when you look at it, you know, in a perfect world, if I'm the 76ers, it's one of those things where I want a two-man game with Jimmy and Joel.
Yep.
You know, I want Ben kind of sort of like, you know, being that power forward, so to speak.
Sure, go post somebody. Yeah.
Go post somebody. And I want JJ and Tobias to hit the threes.
Yep.
But I want everything to run through Jimmy and Joel.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, Keith, have a great day there in Milwaukee.
Yeah, thanks. It's freezing, but, you know, it's like, it's a cold 30-some degrees here, I tell you that.
It was one of my favorite spots, actually, believe it or not, Milwaukee. Oh, I found some good eating establishments, if you will.
Yeah, I like it here.
Yeah.
I like it. It just gets cold, that's all.
Yeah. All right. Keith, thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. And you can read Keith Pompey at philly.com. We were running mates when I was covering the Sixers with him. Milwaukee's always cold. And I would say spot on. Like, Jimmy and Joel are your focal points for what is going to happen in the postseason. They're the two key. And I like when Keith says, you know, you need the threes from JJ and Tobias. You need Ben to go down and post a small guard and like hit that jump hook, or he likes that little fadeaway, which I don't like as much as Ben does. But, you know, I am all on board with that. And I think that's when you're going to see the full Jimmy Butler that the Sixers traded for. And not seeing all of that right now, it's not about Jimmy not wanting to do it. It's because so many other things are available when you can have the open floor game that happens in the regular season that does not exist when the postseason rolls around. And so you get to see Ben score 25 where he gets to the rim and he's out in the open floor and he just attacks. But the wall is not there yet. The wall is coming. So what really needs to take place in these final 13 games, four of which are at home, nine of which are on the road, including today against the Milwaukee Bucks, is who are you defensively? That's a huge one for me. Who are you in terms of taking care of the ball? Do not do this roller coaster ride of turn it 21 times against a Cleveland Cavaliers team that doesn't force any turnovers, one of the worst in the business. They forced 12.5 per game, and they had the Sixers commit 21. Ridiculous. You cannot be that and then have 11 against the Kings, and then if you come out today against Milwaukee and turn it 20 times again, I have a problem. So I need to know who you are in terms of the things you can control when it is regular season basketball, knowing that postseason basketball is slightly different. I get it. But these are things you can control. And when he talks about Ben Simmons, Keith Pompey of Philly.com, he has shot 81% at the foul line over the last 10 games. 10's fair. They've played 69 on the season. He's a 60% free throw shooter. 81 over 10, 60 over 69. I'm not sold. Keith's a little more sold than I am. I need to see it happen in crunch. I need him to go and catch a ball being inbounded when you have a 1-point lead and they're going to foul you immediately. I need him to go catch that ball and want to step to the foul line as my starting point guard and knock down free throws, period. If you're really 81%, you don't have a problem. You're not sending Jonathan Simmons to go get that inbounds while you run down the sideline to the front court. I need that. I need them to take care of the basketball. I need them to defensively be a good team. By the way, Milwaukee against Miami on Friday held Miami to 18 points in the third quarter, 18 points in the fourth quarter. So if the defensive numbers that I throw at you don't convince you that they're a good defensive team, that's a more hands-on, something you can gravitate to, that these guys come to play defensively for sure. 610-632-0975. Who you got today? Sixers, Bucks, 330. Sixers are 44-25 on the season. Milwaukee has 52 wins. They've only had 5 losses at home. They have not met the Sixers since October 24th. And in that game on October 24th, 6 players who played in that game do not exist on the Sixers roster today. So whatever you throw at me is all fair game because we have nothing to judge it by. You can judge Embiid and Giannis, basically, from that first meeting. And by the way, Giannis had a triple-double, so did Ben Simmons. Will both of them have triple-doubles again today? I don't think Ben will. And the only reason I say that about Ben is because of similar to what Keith was talking about, that there is a conscious effort by the Sixers right now to put the ball in Jimmy Butler's hands for some of the distribution. So Ben is actually benefiting by catching a ball from Butler on the low block. But I don't see a triple-double in his immediate future. I do actually think Giannis. I'm going to see when Giannis's last triple-double was. We'll see. I know he has one against the Sixers, and that took place back in October. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's switch and save days at Comcast Business. Right now, when you switch to the nation's largest gig speed network, you save on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for a 2-year agreement when you add 4G LTE backup and 1 voice mobility line. That's $600 off our regular yearly price. And if you sign up by April 7th, you'll get a $300 prepaid card, too. So don't wait. Switch to fast, reliable internet with Comcast Business and enjoy 4G LTE backup. Just one more way we take your business beyond. But hurry. Switch and save days ends April 7th. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 4/7/19.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
The Big Beat.
Gary Barbera.
Barbera's spring sales event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month. $179 a month or less.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big bad bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Rams, Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month or less.
Oh, mama.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month. $179 a month or less.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Boom. Your choice.
Big bad bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month.
$179 a month or less.
Is Barbera's on the boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
111 Durango Express. Approved credit for well-qualified clients. $39.87 to its center. Total payments, $19.023. Tax act plus $144.fee addition for more. 1-800-BARBERA.com.
Hello!
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
I'm not kidding.
Boom.
Your choice.
$179 a month.
$179 a month or less.
Don't text and drive because Barbera cares.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
This is not just your regular daily cappuccino. It's the cappuccino to cap all cappuccinos. Because today, you put this $3 pick-me-up on your new City Rewards Plus card. It's the only card that rounds your points up to the nearest 10 on every purchase. You also earn double the points at supermarkets and gas stations for the first $6,000 per year. So this little cappuccino is a cappuccino yes. Introducing the City Rewards Plus card, designed to make the everyday more rewarding.
In Philly, we know a winner when we see one. On Wednesday, March 20th at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, we'll crown a winner you'll definitely want to see. Don't miss the sexiest contest around, Delilah's Entertainer of the Year, as the world's most beautiful showgirls compete for the coveted 2019 title. Join our special guest host, Simone Danilustris, as she guides you through a night packed with fierce competitors focused on one goal, winning Delilah's Entertainer of the Year. Start your night right and arrive early for select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres beginning at 7 p.m. Delilah's Entertainer of the Year 2019 on Wednesday, March 20th is brought to you by Grey Goose, Bacardi O'Cart, and Yuengling. Delilah's is located at 100 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia and has ample free parking. Elevate your Delilah's experience and reserve your table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800 or visit delilahs.com.
You, college basketball bettors, are our people. March is here. Now it's time. You've researched the regions, scanned the seeds, and looked for the long shots. Get in on the madness with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the app or go to williamhill.com and place your college bets today. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Sports Talk for Wallingford and all of Delco.
97.5. The Fanatic.
Now the Sixers need some defense. Milwaukee shooting under 40%.
Brogdon down the lane. Blocked in the last moment by Embiid.
All right, so coming up at 3:30 here on 97.5, the Fanatic will be the Bucks and the Sixers. Meanwhile, the Phillies and the Yankees are playing, and the Phillies are sporting their green jerseys. It is St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Pat's. I can't hear the game, but I saw a cutaway of Bryce Harper, who is playing today. So the contusion in the ankle after getting nailed with that pitch is apparently not as serious as some of us, someone like me, who thought it looked horrible. It's not as serious as that. So we'll go to Robbie in Warminster. Robbie, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, D, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I've been a big fan of yours ever since watching you when I was little. I'm 18, watching you on Comcast Sportsnet. So really enjoyed watching you.
You don't age, and neither do I, Robbie.
Right. I just think it's a great time to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
It really is. Yep.
I leave for basic training in September, so I'm not going to be able to see the Eagles and hopefully the Phillies. But right now, definitely getting my taste going to be down at the Phillies a lot. So I'm excited. I just think that it's a great time to be a Philadelphia sports fan, even though the Sixers are looking a little rough. But I think they're going to pull through and definitely win their first round playoff game, and definitely I can see them winning the second round depending on who they play too. And you never know if the Flyers and the Phillies are looking good too. I think it's a great time to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
You know what, Robbie? You know what's so telling is that we sometimes take for granted that having good teams to watch is like a given. So
exactly.
I've been covering sports in this city for more than 20 years. And
yep.
And the number of years where all four were competitive is very few.
Yeah, that's very true.
I mean, I hate to admit that, but that's why people get like jealous of Boston, because Boston has had, whether you're talking hockey, basketball, and football, and baseball, that they have championship runs way more than we have.
Every year. I mean,
it's annoying.
I hate seeing Tom Brady win the Super Bowl every year. I'm tired of it. And it's Philadelphia's time. I'm willing to bet in the next 5 years we will have three championships in the next.
You know what? I will go with you on that one. Across the board, though, we're saying that, like, whether it's two from the Sixers and one from the Eagles or two from the Eagles,
never know if the Flyers win the Stanley
and the
Cup
Phillies.
Carter Hart.
Yep. I agree with you. It's not going to happen this year because I don't think they're making the playoffs. But I think they have set the table that they are they're on the path to being a really good team.
I listen to 97.5 every day going to school, driving. I'm working right now. But I just don't like all the negativity. Just be happy. There's a lot of success going on right now, and it's going to be successful for many years to come. So I'm just excited.
Robbie, I like your optimism. You're like a man after my own heart because I'm an optimistic person on most days.
Yep. Very optimistic.
Excellent. Robbie, have a great day. Thanks for sharing part of your day with us here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yeah. I agree with him. And I think most of us would agree that this is about as good. I think in 2001 when the Sixers went to the finals, that was Donovan McNabb's time with the Eagles, Andy Reid. They were always, you know, they were going to the NFC championship game all the time. So that happened. I think in 2001, we still had like John LeClair and Eric Lindros with the Flyers. So they were still happening, trying to go through New Jersey. I remember one of the games or one of the playoff series when Lindros got knocked out was against the Devils in the postseason, and that was a turning point, I do believe. So that was the Flyers. The Phillies, obviously, they had their great run in the 08-09, that era. Eagles, Flyers, Sixers, and Phillies. We're in it for the long haul, and I think you're in it for some good sports times coming up. 610-632-0975. We go to Michael. Michael, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Sure, it's been a while.
Well, then, but I'm just glad you chose today.
Yeah, it's a good topic. You know, Philly sports, you know, on the coattails of the Super Bowl year before last, you know, and the reminiscing you're going through, 01 and everything. And your callers are right on point. You know, it's just a marvelous time.
It really is. Yeah.
And calling before the break, you know, I was really interested in your points of view on the rotations and the ball distribution coming up, preparing for the playoffs.
Right.
And the first thing that came to my mind was that less the ball is in Ben's hands, Brett Brown can cut down on his turnovers and the turnovers as a whole. We have to cut down on the turnovers.
Oh, yeah.
To get to the playoffs.
I would agree with that.
And
they're brutal.
That is a definite improvement and gives us more of a chance.
I'm just going to tell you, Michael, it's not just Ben. To be honest with you, Joel has every bit as much to do with
that. Oh, D, tell me about it.
I'm just telling you the truth.
The dribble handoff, oh, my God, it kills us in the clutch.
Yeah, because he's I don't know if it's carelessness,
oh, yeah.
But there is something with it.
Yeah,
the other night in the 21 turns against the Cavs, he had six, please.
And right.
And I couldn't even come.
Double team.
I could not come down on him hard because his defense in the closing minutes has been so phenomenal that who am I to say your six turns kill me?
Tell me about it, D. He has got to do better with the ball, especially against this double team.
I know.
You go, girl.
I hear you.
It's a pleasure, all right. Man. I'm not going to take up your time.
Well, Michael, I enjoy the time. Come on now. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your Sunday, Michael. No, thank you, Michael, because the turns kill me. And Ben and Joe are the two biggest. And I will say that I don't think there is enough emphasis by the coaching staff. To me, I just find because they critique turnovers by how many were unforced, how many came forced, how many were due to pace of play. You know what? When you're categorizing them, it does not change the fact that you continue to be one or two in most turnovers for six consecutive years. So categorizing them is ridiculous. Stop turning it over. We go to Drew in Westchester. Drew, I know you're excited about hockey tonight.
Yeah, I couldn't help but make the call, D, with the big game tonight, you know me.
You know, that game could be like the nail in the coffin. I know it won't statistically put the Flyers out, but seven back. Right.
No, it's a huge game for both teams, to be honest. I mean, Penguins are fighting even still for their lives. I mean, I know they're looking a lot better than the Flyers, but...
A lot better.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Well, yeah, I'd like to see them doing a little better. I mean, it was nice seeing Washington and the Islanders lose yesterday, but can't beat the Hurricanes, though. I mean, they're like the thorn in everyone's side right now. I don't know where they came from.
I know. How about it?
But I don't want to. I mean, I'm actually, you know, I'm really rooting for the Sixers today. I'm a big 3-for-4 fan, you know. So obviously, the Flyers aren't my taste, but that's for obvious reasons, like we've talked about before. You know, the whole Lemieux love.
Yes.
But yeah, no. So you know, like I said, the hockey game. Looking forward to that. But I'm actually looking forward to the Sixers game a little bit more so. And even just Selection Sunday in general. I mean, this is just a huge day for everything with sports. I'm actually watching the Yale-Harvard game right now. It's a good game right now.
I know. Penn had so many good games, obviously, against Big Five teams. Did not fare as well in their conference. Then squeak in by winning their last regular season game, and then they don't make it to the championship.
Yeah, I was really pulling for Penn yesterday.
I really was.
Yeah.
I really was.
Yeah, it was a shame. Did you teach at Penn? Is that what you're... You teach or something? I think I've heard you say something.
I teach, not at Penn, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. What do you teach? Just out of curiosity, communications of some type? Or
I teach, the Chestnut Hill College is where I teach. And it's like special topics in sports media. So we kind of go the gamut of what sports media has become. And that is writing and social media, podcasting. I try to get them as much hands-on experience as possible.
Okay, because I was a communications major from Villanova, so a lot's changed since my days with technology.
Right. So
I graduated in 98,
But even for me, Drew, that I learned a lot about the concepts of what were or are, but how does that help you when you need to know how to do it? So I try to create a class that people get to do the actual job that I do.
Well, I'm sure you do a great job at it, D, because I'm always love to hear you on the radio. So thanks a lot. And,
all right, Drew, I can't say I can't say good luck to your Pens.
No, I'm used to it. I agree. I understand.
All right, but enjoy your Sunday. I can say that.
I will.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Drew. Have a great day. Drew, big Flyers fan. I mean, big Penguins fan, and obviously the Flyers and the Pens will be on our air coming up at 7:30 tonight. So it's a doubleheader. Sixers, Bucks at 3:30, and then Pat Egan will keep you entertained in between, and then you can hear the Flyers and the Pens later. And yes, the Flyers are 7 points back now of that final wild card spot, so it's getting desperate. Desperate times have arrived for the Philadelphia Flyers. I take a quick break. When I come back, we'll hit your calls. Willie Steele, Pete, you are all on deck. And I'll hit you 1, 2, 3, rapid fire on the return here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Rebound right hand jam. Ben Simmons throws it down.
13 games remain in the regular season, and the NBA's top team is up next. Sixers, Bucks, today at 3:30 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Jeep SUVs are legendary for giving you all kinds of freedom. The freedom of going anywhere, anytime in Jeep Wrangler. Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the year. The freedom to travel in luxurious comfort with Jeep Grand Cherokee. The most awarded SUV ever. The freedom of taking in more fresh air in Jeep Compass with its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof. Or the freedom to push your adventures to new lengths with Jeep Cherokee's 31 MPG highway. During the Jeep Freedom Day sales event, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low mileage lease on the 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4 for $189 a month for 42 months with $3,199 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. EPA estimated four-cylinder front-wheel drive. Actual mileage may vary. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution. Lease at Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge. Free smile over $35,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 4-1. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Texting privacy rules and terms and conditions at textrules.us.
Has dinner got you down? Sick of awful frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Don't despair, because Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test, giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. All fresh ingredients with Martha's delicious and easy recipes. You're eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word COOK to 246810. It's so easy. Text us now. Martha and Marley Spoon meals are easy, simple, and delicious. And right now, Martha wants you to enjoy 3 of her best 30-minute meals for free, so you can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text COOK to 246810. That's COOK to 246810. COOK to 246810.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano inviting you to join me this Sunday night, 6 p.m. in person at the beautiful Sportsbook Parks Casino, my casino and sportsbook of choice, for a special Bracket Sunday viewing party with my pal hoops expert Dick Girardi. Join me and Dick Girardi inside the Parks Casino Sportsbook this Sunday night as we break down the brackets, give you all the info you need to lay your tournament action, fill out your brackets. We got you covered. Come see us. Check out the Parks Casino Bet Slip Builder app that makes it so easy to plan all of your sports bets. Yours truly, Dick Girardi, talking tournament hoops, helping you pick the winners. Sunday, 6 p.m. at the Parks Casino Sportsbook. Going to be awesome. Must be 21. Call 800-GAMBLER.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050. Or log on to greatrailing.com.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings, just once in early spring.
late spring, summer, and fall, providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a Scott's Turf Builder program today.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scott's Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a Scott's Turf Builder program today.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm. Here to describe the event, the chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
The home of Brian Westbrook, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. It is Sunday. I am Dee Lynam. I am with you until the Sixers and the Bucks tip it up at 3:30 this afternoon from Milwaukee. Bucks best record in the NBA at 52-17. Sixers 44-25. They are a 500 road team. Their starting five have actually only been together for 82 minutes on the floor. So these final 13 games are more about them being able to play together than anything else, in my opinion. Yes, you would like to have the three seed. Yes, you need home court advantage to start out in the playoffs. But no matter what path you take in the postseason, if they don't know who they are as a unit, as a group that was really put together in the early part of February, then it won't matter. And I thought two nights ago when they beat the Kings at the center, they looked the most cohesive that I think they have looked at really as a team, whether it was pre-trade deadline or post. That's the best I've seen them play as a team this year. And maybe it's in that all five of those guys had 18 points or more. They were between 22 and 18, the starting five. That was part of it. Only 11 turnovers. That was part of it. 28 assists. Being able to be locked down defensively down the stretch to put the Kings out of it. And that really started or was centered around Joel Embiid's presence. And I had just say, please know this guy is so unique. You are watching something so special. I don't even think the NBA world really acknowledges how unique this guy is. And you're going to see another incredible talent in Giannis this afternoon. And both of them in the meeting in October had 30 plus points. Giannis got the better of Embiid's group. But that group is different than what will Brett Brown will run out there this afternoon in Butler and Tobias being the biggest changes. We go to Willie in Mount Airy. Willie, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Good. Hey, not to look too far. I know the playoffs are around the corner, but speaking of Sacramento, your dad and Keith Mark Jackson on last week. Can you tell me about this lottery where Sacramento, top 10 protected, they don't get in, how the Sixers might jump in the lottery, if so?
Well, I thought that was gone, but if they were talking about it, they did get in a trade with Sacramento an unprotected first-round pick. Vlade made that pick for the Sixers, but I thought it had already been taken place.
Okay, I was under the impression that somehow they were talking where Philly may somehow be in the lottery with Sacramento. They don't make the playoffs.
Well, I'll double check it. I'll call it up here. If that's the case, if it is still out there, the pick would be in this year's lottery, and Sacramento currently is fighting for the eighth spot in the Western Conference playoff picture. So right. They would that would have been hingent. The Kings losing the other night would have helped the scenario.
I see. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was wanting to kind of just like that. I heard that last week, and then they were saying the show how, you know, do you go John Moran or Zion Williamson? They were discussing that last week and so forth. So that was pretty much the one to comment on.
Yep. Yeah, no problem. I appreciate that. All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Willie. I got to check that. I thought that pick had been moved on or played itself out. But we'll see. Let's check it out. In the meantime, I'll do that in the commercial break, but I'll go to Steele in Ocean City. Steele, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Glorious, happy St. Pat's afternoon to you.
I know, right? I'm watching the Phillies, and they have all their green on, and they have their green hats. Or white with green, I should say. And I'm saying, God, I didn't feel St. Patty's Day when I woke up, but I guess I should partake at some point.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful holiday. Without a doubt, you are definitely my favorite host on The Fanatic. You're so knowledgeable and you don't have any pretense or shtick, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. You're right. I always tell my...
You're modest, too.
I tell my boys, I'm not funny. I know that. So why would I try?
Your children say, yeah, Mom, we know.
Exactly.
By the way, just 78 times, I don't know if you remember, but I do like to put the pin in the ground. 78 times today at Bala this morning.
Wow, really?
Yes, it's this is my time of year. No bugs, no green heads, no crowds.
Wow, I love that place. You know that. I've told you, people say, ooh, it's a very short course. And I'm like, you know what?
Oh, no. You kidding me?
Not only that, you better hit it straight and you better know, like, where you're going.
Character.
Yeah, tremendous character.
Misty, listen, you are so brilliant on the NBA. Where did the Greek Freak go to school, if he did go to school, and when was he picked, and how many GMs passed on him?
14 passed on him. He was
14.
He was the 15th pick in the draft.
Go ahead.
And you're asking, he was playing in Europe at the time. There was a phenomenal... I don't know if it was 30 for 30 because I always give them credit and sometimes it's not their product that I'm watching, but there was a phenomenal documentary done on, and they went to the gym where he played in Europe, right?
That, so he was a Euro guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he played in Greece.
And, okay.
And it's a small nothing gym.
Right.
That he's, you know, playing. And now there's like a mural that's been put on the outside of that rec center and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But he came from small beginnings is the best way I could put it. And that he definitely did grow at a later part in life. So his size changed. And that's a big difference for some people. You know, he wasn't what he is now.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. You say what, 15th overall?
Yes.
Can you possibly, I know, you know, you got bigger fish to fry, but that would be interesting if you were to run by prior to the Sixers game, the players that were drafted prior to him. I'd be very interested to hear that.
In his draft in 2013, who went before him?
Yes.
Well, I can tell you, Anthony Bennett, who's not even in the league.
Number one overall?
Yes.
Victor, to the Cavaliers.
to the Cavs. Victor Oladipo, who I think is a very good player.
Yes.
Obviously, he got hurt, and you know the Pacers miss him terribly. Otto Porter, Cody Zeller, Alex Len, Nerlens Noel. I haven't even hit one name that is worthy, except for Victor. I'm going to give Victor his kudos.
Noel went, what, 6 to the Sixers or something like that?
Well, he got picked by New Orleans, and then the Sixers traded Drew Holiday.
Keep going, if you can.
All right, I will. Ben McLemore, Kastavious Caldwell-Pope, Trey Burke, C.J. McCollum. Now, come on. Portland got C.J. McCollum at 10, and wow. I would say he and the Greek Freak are the two best, obviously, of that draft. I don't even want to tell you 11 was the Sixers pick. Do you know who it was?
The 11th at the Sixers pick?
Yeah.
They drafted Noel, no?
No, because that was a trade. They drafted Michael Carter-Williams. Michael Carter-Williams, who's on his way out of the NBA also. Stephen Adams, Kelly Olynyk, Shabazz. Oh, my God. Shabazz Muhammad went before the Greek Freak at 14.
Can you, and I'll sign off, and obviously always a pleasure, but can you just for, do you know who the GM for Milwaukee was at that
point? I do, and he's actually a friend.
Can you mention his name?
Yeah, John Hammond is who he took the Greek Freak, but he also passed on Joel Embiid. So there's
really,
yeah.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
In what regards?
Well, because he took Jabari Parker instead of Joel when Joel was sitting there.
Interesting. Parker went what, 2?
Parker went 2. Joel went 3 to the Sixers.
Wiggins went 1.
Yep.
How about that? Interesting. Yep. Is he still in the league, the GM?
Yes, but he's no longer with Milwaukee. He is now with Orlando.
It's amazing, you know, these...
And for, you know, somebody who has an opportunity with a Greek Freak that you make that call that everybody, 14 people, didn't
right.
see it. 14!
Right.
14 did not
14,
see that.
14 losers, including us.
But there were 6 people who passed on a Steph Curry.
Yeah, out of what, Davidson?
Yes. Yes.
Amazing stuff. Yeah,
yes.
It's a crapshoot.
Well, that's why you got to get paid to do that job.
Well, so far, Elton Brand with Tobias, very, very nice. I'm excited. I'm watching at 3:30. And
all right.
always a pleasure, Miss D.
I appreciate your call, Steele. I love somebody who makes me go check things out. I'm a historical kind of person. Byron, please hold tight. I got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk Sixers. We'll talk Redick. We'll talk Sixers Bucks, which is coming up right here on The Fanatic at 3:30. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic's Bracket Challenge is back.
Is back.
A perfect bracket could win you
$1 million.
The top points winner wins a 5-night vacation at Icona Resorts Beachfront Hotels down the shore in Avalon, Diamond Beach, or Cape May. Registration is now open. Go to 975thefanatic.com and register now. Fanatic Bracket Challenge is presented by TurnersvilleJeep.com, South Jersey's fastest-growing Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Stop before you consider an import Armin Chevrolet as due to bank. Chevrolet is the most awarded car company of the past several years, and Armin Chevrolet's reputation for customer service is outstanding. So Armin Chevrolet asks, why wouldn't you consider a new Armin Chevrolet? This month, lease a fun and peppy 2019 Armin Chevrolet Trax for only $139 per month. That's right, only $139 per month for an Armin Chevrolet Trax. Want even more? Lease a 2019 Armin Chevrolet Equinox for only $179 per month. That's right, only $179 per month for an Armin Chevrolet Equinox. Just arrived, the incredibly stylish all-new 2019 Chevrolet Blazer. Starting at only $29,995, the beautiful restyled Blazer is truly impressive. Visit Armin Chevrolet today or go to shoparmin.com 24/7. Chevrolet, find new roads.
roads. Tax, tags, and licensing costs are additional. Lease payments are for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year. Requires $14.95 down payment. First payment due at signing. Lease conquest proof bank acquisition fee and A or A1 tier bank approval required. Offers expire 4/1/2019.
Hey, college sports fans. The tournament is finally here, and you can get in on all of the action and the college basketball madness with FanDuel Sportsbook. Your knowledge of the game and the top teams could pay off for you in a big way. FanDuel has more ways to win with spreads, props, and parlays, so it's easy to find the right bet for you. And if you want in on the additional action, create a free bracket before the start of the tournament to compete for a share of $250,000 in guaranteed cash prizes. Then come back and bet every day of the tournament. Are you liking Duke? But you can't count out Michigan, Kentucky, or Gonzaga. Pick your team, and our locals, Villanova and Temple, could definitely make some noise as well. The most exciting time in college basketball is here. Get in on the action today and create a free bracket before the start of the tournament to compete for a share of $250,000 in guaranteed cash prizes. Then come back and bet every day of the tournament. Go to FanDuel.com/madness. That's FanDuel.com/madness. Start getting your bets in now for tournament time, and don't miss out on your free bracket. One bracket per user. Must be 21 or older. No purchase necessary. See full terms and conditions at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you, the spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
March in to the Piccalilli Inn for St. Patrick's Day specials and all your favorite college hoops action. See the games on their 10-foot TV and enjoy Bud Light bottle specials during all tournament games. Try their delicious St. Patrick's Day specials like corned beef and cabbage Reubens all weekend long and 22-ounce Miller Lite drafts for $3.75 on St. Patrick's Day. See why people from all over drive for the Piccalilli Inn's world-famous wings and home-style favorites. The one, the only Piccalilli Inn, Route 206 Chemung, New Jersey. For events and specials, like them on Facebook.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Women's tees, $6.99. Young men's graphic tees, 2 for $16. Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, starting at $5. Nike and Adidas shoes, $49.99. The Power Air Fryer XL, $99.99. The Big One back towel or pillow, 3 for $10. It's not your everyday sale. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
We move into the 2 o'clock hour here on 97.5, the Fanatic. D-line, I'm with you until the Sixers and the Bucks tip it up at 3:30 this afternoon. Very important game. They have met once previously this season, but it was way back in October when three starters on the court for that game included Dario Saric, Robert Covington, and Markelle Fultz. That was a long time ago. Let's go right back to the phones. Byron's been patient. Byron, thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Doing all right.
Thank you for taking my phone call.
Absolutely.
I had a question for you.
Yes.
So, about our Sixers. So, you see a scenario where Brett Brown, the last 5 minutes, of a game and crunch time here, what does he do, obviously, defensively with J.J. Redick? I mean, let's not get it twisted. My knees are 100, and he couldn't cover me, So, I'm curious to know a respected veteran like that. Last 5 minutes of the game, some crunch time. Obviously, we need his outside shooting, but on the other end of the court, what does he do?
Well, I think you've seen it a couple of times this year, actually, in the regular season, that he tries to do that, offense, defense, substitution.
Right, right. Do you see...
But I will say, it is difficult to do because you're needing a stoppage of play or a timeout to actually make that happen.
Right. Do you see any situation like during the playoffs where, I guess just because matchups like Redick doesn't get off the bench in the fourth quarter? Would he do that?
No, he wouldn't do it in the beginning of a fourth quarter, for sure not, because you would need his offense and you need his spacing and you need his shooting abilities. But in the crunch of a game, sure, I can see whether he goes with a Mike Scott.
Okay.
Because...
Right.
And technically, this is so funny. Yesterday, I looked at the stats. Mike Scott is shooting 41% from three, but I don't feel it.
Right, right.
Do you feel it?
No, not at all.
I mean, and I said, maybe that was before he came to the Sixers. No, he's shooting 41% as a Sixer also.
Wow. You're right.
It doesn't feel like
a 40%.
But I will say, if you have to go that route, defensively, he's not going to hurt you.
Right. I appreciate it, Dee. Thank you so much.
No problem, Byron. Thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. Sorry, I'm kind of losing my voice or having a coughing attack here. Maybe it was just me thinking about the fact that Mike Scott and J.J. Redick are shooting the same three-point percentage, but I just don't feel it. Scott in Barrington. Scott, thank you for calling The Fanatic. How are you today?
Hey, Sister D, how are you?
Brother Scott, I'm doing great.
Good, good, good. Pop's doing good?
Yes, he's on a golf outing.
Oh, yeah, he's doing real good.
I'm a little jealous of the elder Lynam right now.
Yeah, I enjoy seeing him on TV and just listen to his... the ability of the game. And I'm also talking to your sister, Dave, but let's get down to business. I want to hold you up with the other callers. The question, I'll listen to the answer. Once again, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Give me two of the Sixers players who have to have a big game today besides Simmons and, of course, obviously Embiid. Once again, sister, Dave, I'll listen to the answer. Peace. God bless to you.
Peace to you as well, Scott. Who has to have a big game? I would say, before I would give you an individual, I would say defensively, I had better not see the Sixers give up 35 points in a quarter. I can't afford that. They can't afford that, not against a Milwaukee Bucks team. So in the Cleveland game, they gave up, after only, allowing a poor Cleveland team who only averages 104 points, so it shouldn't have been a tall order. They hold them 12 first quarter points, but then give up 35 and 30 in the next two quarters. So I would say as a group, I don't want any 30-point quarters out of the Bucks. That would be a goal if I were them as a group. Who has to step up? JJ has to be JJ. And I know he's struggled of late. Last game, he did have four made threes, but I think JJ in his dribble handoffs with Joel, the chemistry the two of them have had for the bulk of the year, and then Joel went out for those eight games. It's necessary for them to have that chemistry for them to be successful. But if I'm going off of what Brett Brown said the other night, that they need the Jimmy Butler you saw that equaled 22 points, 8 of 14 shooting, 6 of 7 at the foul line, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, 1 block, couple of steals. They need that guy, and that guy is not all about Jimmy showing his face. It's about his teammates recognizing that they need to get the ball in his hands. It's Brett Brown calling more pick and roll situations for him. It's Brett Brown subbing where Jimmy stays on the floor with some of those reserves and you put the ball in his hands. You know, it's all of the above. But a similar, and I'm not going to say it has to be those same numbers, but a similar performance out of Jimmy Butler, who is a two-way guy and just a really phenomenal talent, something comparable to what you saw against the Kings, that I would say is, if you're asking me who has to step up, that would be a definite. I don't know if you heard, but when I was going through the box score from October, Giannis had a triple-double, so did Ben Simmons in the game against the Sixers and Bucks. Giannis had 30-plus. Joel Embiid had a 30-point performance. Joel also had 19 rebounds. Actually, I better call up the thing because now I'm going off my memory. But the bottom line is, the Sixers as a group are definitely differently constructed, play a different ball or style of play because of who they have than they did in October. And this is more important, in my opinion, for the Sixers than it is for the Bucks, because they have not performed well against the upper echelon of their conference. And when I say upper echelon, it would be obviously Milwaukee, which they lost only the one game, and they'll play them today, and then they'll play them at the Wells Fargo Center in April before the end of the season. They have lost 3 times to the Celtics. They have played Toronto. I think they beat Toronto once, and they're done with them. So they, in 2 meetings, they didn't beat them. But again, they didn't have an opportunity post-All-Star to play some of the best in the business. And I say that only because at that point you had the roster that you are going to compete with come the postseason. It includes Butler, it includes Tobias, it includes a bench that has Ennis, Mike Scott, and Boban. And those are big differences than what you were doing before. So you can only take what the schedule gives you, but that's why today, in my opinion, is so important for me to see, how do you match up? How do you make the opposition pay for something where you have an advantage? Whether it's a Ben Simmons who can post a guard, go post him. Whether it's a Jimmy Butler that if you put the ball in his hands, he's going to make somebody pay because he is that gifted athletically to go make a play. Or if you can have a Joel Embiid like he was in the first quarter the other night against Sacramento, where he had 10 points and 6 rebounds in that first quarter, and he set the tone for, this is our day, this is the way we will play, at both ends of the floor with energy and assertiveness and aggressiveness. And to me, it all was started in that first quarter by him, and then Jimmy Butler, to me, followed suit, and then the rest of the game played out. Now, some people say, well, they didn't put Sacramento away when they could have. I don't know. I think putting teams away is a lot harder than people make it out to be. I mean, Sacramento saw an opportunity. They had lost the night before. They blew a 17-point lead against the Boston Celtics, and they end up losing by 6. They're in a back-to-back situation, and it's the end of their road trip. I think rather than pack their bags, they saw, well, we let one get away in Boston. Let's, you know, we're hanging around here. We have an opportunity to take one from these guys who haven't really figured out who they are yet. And they had beaten the Sixers on their own home floor. So it was a known quantity or known entity of we can beat them. And it didn't happen because the Sixers defensively did buckle down. And I give Joel more credit than anybody because who he was in the closing minutes and who he's been in the closing minutes of these last three games. I think actually that speaks volumes to me because that part of his game will carry so much weight in the postseason. So much weight. And so I'm looking to see who the new mature 25-year-old Joel Embiid is going to be today. I actually had so much fun. I was just during the commercial break looking at stuff on Instagram. And I think it looked like it was last night, which it was his birthday, and he was doing karaoke, which I assume was in Milwaukee. I didn't know Milwaukee had such fun. So much fun. We go to Ron in media. Ron, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, D, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, still getting over this flu, but enjoying listening to your show as always.
I appreciate it. I know. I hear you, right? I think it's the crazy weather that makes us go up and down. I have a terrible cough.
I had the flu last weekend, and my voice has been going in and out, in and out, in and out. I think you're going to have to correct me with this. I think when Toby has scored 22 or 24, I don't think we've had a loss with him scoring 22 or 24 points.
So you need him to score high? See, I'll check it, but I'm just going to tell you that I think it has more to do with matchups. So
yeah.
If the matchup is favorable for him to be the guy that is a go-to guy. For instance, Joel the other day had 19 field goal attempts, and that was the highest. Mm-hmm. And Tobias had 16, Jimmy had 14, Ben had 12, and JJ had 12. I need it to be in that realm for all five of those guys, and I need Joel to always have the most. Would you be in agreement with me or no?
Well, Joel has had some games where he's scored around 19 or 20, and he's had a lot of rebounds, and we still have got a lot of wins because he's doing a lot of stuff on the defensive end.
Yeah, that's true. I'm saying, though, he's still I'll go to whatever. The other day he was 9 of 19, so he doesn't shoot the highest percentage, but he needs to get those touches.
And I think you're right. I think one thing that people haven't been talking about is that Boban and Toby have really been contributing every game.
Oh, yeah.
Boban coming off the bench. He's given us so much off the bench. And when them two are in the game, they just kind of take over and give us something that we didn't have when the bench was coming in before.
I would agree, and I think there is a chemistry to the two of them.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm checking your Tobias and his scoring. So they've only lost four times since he was added to the Sixers. I'm just making sure that's right. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, so four times, and one of his early games, he only had 10 points, and that was a loss. Then what was your over under? You said 22?
Yeah, I think it was 22.
Yeah, so right. But the only problem I'm going to argue is that he had 20 in the one and he had 21 in another loss. So they're picking 22 as a number because, of course, he's been so close in the others. Now, in the last game, he only had 19 points and they still won. And he had 11, they're on a three-game winning streak, and he's gone 16, 11, and 19 in those three.
Yeah.
So early on, it would have been, yes, that's a good winning formula, but I think it's more about them as a group and going to the matchup that is working in their favor at a given time.
Oh, and then the other caller was talking about Mike Scott.
Yes.
I saw some games where he's come in, and there's a couple games where he's hit two and three threes in a row.
I know, but
yeah. So I've seen him. He's been pretty good. I think he had like one or two games where he like really was off. He was like one for like six threes. But he's been coming in there and lighting it up a little bit.
No,
the
little
bit of minutes he's getting.
You are correct because the statistics would say that's true. He's shooting 41% from three as a Sixer.
I've been watching him.
My only thing is I watch the games. I just don't feel the same kind of presence that I get when I see a JJ out there running around and coming off of, screens.
Yeah, Scott's threes are sneaky. He's standing in a corner.
open. I like that.
Yeah,
sneaky.
He gets those sneaky threes.
We're going to call him Sneaky people, Scott.
Yes, people, they don't, you know, see him as a three-point threat. He's just standing there all alone.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm going to look more today to see what he does. Obviously I think of him, he's necessary from a defensive standpoint, but if you're going to go at JJ and you're going to abuse that and post him, then you need a guy like Mike Scott to come in who also can give you something at the offensive end.
I like what I've been seeing out of him, and he has been, you know, lately he's been a few more minutes, but earlier he was coming in with very few minutes. Making good shots.
All right. I'm going to go with you on that. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, D. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great day. Let me just see. Ron, you are correct. All right. So I knew he played 23 minutes the other night. Actually, this Mike Scott is up in the beyond 23. That was his low for the last 10 games. And from a three-point standpoint, 2 for 4 the other day, 2 for 6, 0 for 3, 0 for 5. Maybe it's the 0 for 3 and 0 for 5 that was standing out. One was against the Pacers, and the other was against Houston, down there in Houston. Yeah, that game was terrible for everybody. 610-632-0975. I go to Dean in Mount Airy. Dean, thank you for calling
the
Fanatic.
What's going on, D? This game right here is a statement game, D.
It is, right?
Yeah, I believe that. And you know, the other thing is they have to stop Giannis from that little spin move to the basket. He does a little spin and kind of gets guys off guard.
Now, I'm curious. Do you think Jimmy starts out on him?
Yeah, that's who I want on him. I want Jimmy.
Jimmy or Ben, one of the two is going to be on him.
I'll start out with Jimmy to see how he works. But if he gets out of control, I would close in with Ben.
I could see Brett thinking that Ben's length is necessary. And believe me, Brett, Brett speaks about Ben's defense more than I see it sometimes.
Right.
I will not be surprised. That's the first thing I'm going to look for is who's on Giannis out of the gate.
slow him down from coming in the middle and stop that little move and make him have to beat you from outside.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's good outside.
Now,
and also, I'm looking at Tobias and JJ and Jimmy as far as shooting to be on fire.
Yeah, they have to be good. The other thing I will say is when you talk about keeping Giannis out of the paint, what Brook Lopez will do is try to take him beat away from the rim.
Well, you know,
because he'll make that three-pointer.
Well, what I like about Embiid, he got quick. He's starting to look quicker, recovering.
Yeah, how about when he went to help with that block shot from the top of the key the other day?
Exactly.
That was sick.
If we can take them out the game early, it doesn't. See, people are hyping them up, D. People say, I mean, and we know they're the number one seed and all that, but it's our time to make a statement to let them know we're in this too.
Well, they better. They had better because these guys, meaning the Milwaukee Bucks, I can't say they are a fluke anymore because 69 games in, they're still
winning
games,
right?
Yeah, and they're very good away from their home court as well.
Exactly. Well, another guy that I see contributing on their team is Middleton.
Yes.
Middleton, he's shooting from outside.
Oh, he's a flat-out, dead-on three-point shooter.
So we got to try to contain Giannis, but stay on Middleton. Lopez, I'm okay with him. I mean, I think he brings a thing to the game, Well, he's guardable. He should be
guardable, but I got to tell you, I'm going to, in the break, I got to go to a break, but I'm going to call up his three-point shooting numbers, because it would appear that if you could slow down Middleton and keep Giannis out of the paint, you'd have a winning formula. But clearly, it's more difficult than that.
Hey, I got a question to ask you.
Yeah, go ahead.
You see how when they burst, they come out of the halftime on fire, as opposed to coming out there like lacks of days ago and trying to
I said the other day that that used to be their Achilles heel, and right. I think this year they have been a very good third quarter team.
But they got to keep that energy up, see, because they always get down, like, that's how they get to them 2-point games, or 4-point games. Look, once we get up on them, we got to stay on them, D.
Yeah, you definitely do. I agree with you, Dean. All right, Dean, you're looking at it from the tip. I am too. Two things I'm looking for. Who's on Giannis to kick it off?
We're in agreement with that one.
And is Brooke pulling Embiid away from the rim? Because the guy's going to make some outside shots. So how do they counter that?
Right.
I need a protector.
I think you play that three up top and two down the bottom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. All right,
we'll try to keep Joel down there, so you know don't.
Well, and I think that's something they learned from that Celtics series last year, because Horford would go out top. Joel would go end up out top because that's where his guy was, and then you had no rim protection.
And see, this other thing with Horford, they was giving Horford too much room. Around the perimeter, Horford out there shooting shots. He's not the greatest shot, but you don't want to give him any shot.
Dean, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the call. Enjoy watching the game, listening to the game. You can hear it right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Linda, I'm coming to you on the other side. Take a quick break here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano inviting you to join me this Sunday night, 6 p.m. in person at the beautiful Sportsbook Parks Casino, my casino and sportsbook of choice, for a special Bracket Sunday viewing party with my pal hoops expert Dick Girardi. Join me and Dick Girardi inside the Parks Casino Sportsbook this Sunday night as we break down the brackets, give you all the info you need to lay your tournament action, fill out your brackets. We got you covered. Come see us. Check out the Parks Casino Bet Slip Builder app that makes it so easy to plan all of your sports bets. Yours truly, Dick Girardi, talking tournament hoops, helping you pick the winners. Sunday, 6 p.m. at the Parks Casino Sportsbook. Going to be awesome. Must be 21. Call 800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of dealing with those old, inefficient windows in your house? Well, maybe it's time to go Gaida. How about that drafty, beat-up-looking entry door you've painted over more times than you can count? Go Gaida. Need added protection from the elements with a new storm door? Go Gaida. And what about that sliding patio door or garage door you've been meaning to replace? Go Gaida. Whatever your home improvement needs are, I suggest you go Gaida with my good friends at Gaida Door and Window. And to help you get your project started, Gaida is offering 20% off all windows and doors, and they're going to allow you to start your project with no money down and up to 3 full years to pay it off interest-free. That's right, 20% instant savings with the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. This offer for a limited time only, so what are you waiting for? It's finally time that you go Gaida. Call today and schedule a free in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or check them out online at GoGaida.com. That's GoGuida.com.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Yeah, I'll get straight to it. I'm looking for the fastest internet.
Well, with Xfinity, you can get the fastest, most reliable internet, and you can pause your in-home Wi-Fi for family time.
Wow, internet that's crazy fast and reliable? It's like a cheetah that you trust enough to house-sit your pets.
I don't know if you should trust a cheetah with your pets.
Well, you're the one who said he's crazy fast and reliable.
No, I said Xfinity XFi is.
Just like the cheetah.
We're still talking about internet, right?
It doesn't matter. I'll take it.
Get speed, coverage, and control with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second plus TV and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. And get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Special offer ends 3/17/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Stop! Before you consider an import, Armin Chevrolet asks you to think. Chevrolet is the most awarded car company of the past several years, and Armin Chevrolet's reputation for customer service is outstanding. So Armin Chevrolet asks, why wouldn't you consider a new Armin Chevrolet? This month, lease a fun and peppy 2019 Armin Chevrolet Trax for only $139 per month. That's right, only $139 per month for an Armin Chevrolet Trax. Want even more? Lease a 2019 Armin Chevrolet Equinox for only $179 per month. That's right, only $179 per month for an Armin Chevrolet Equinox. Just arrived, the incredibly stylish all-new 2019 Chevrolet Blazer. Starting at only $29,995, the beautiful restyled Blazer is truly impressive. Visit Armin Chevrolet today or go to shoparmin.com 24/7. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Tax, tags, and licensing costs are additional. Lease payments are for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year. Requires $14.95 down payment. First payment due at signing. Lease conquest proof. Bank acquisition fee and AOA 1-tier bank approval required. Offers expire 4/1/2019.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
You, college basketball bettors, are our people. March is here. Now it's time. You've researched the regions, scanned the seeds, and looked for the long shots. Get in on the madness with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the app or go to williamhill.com and place your college bets today. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Sports Talk with Glenn Mills and all of Delco.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. D-Line, I'm with you until 1 hour from now. The Sixers and Bucks are going to tip it up from Milwaukee. Sixers are currently in the third seed. By the way, the Pacers, man, so they lost last night by 2 to Denver in the closing seconds. And that is why the Sixers have a half-game lead on the Pacers, who are now in the fourth spot with Boston in the fifth slot. And I believe Detroit is still in the sixth, though they were percentage points in front of the Nets. So it all shake its way out. Basically, 1-2, Milwaukee's 1, Toronto 2. Milwaukee has a 3-game lead on the Raptors. And then 3, 4, and 5, the aforementioned teams that I said, Sixers, Pacers, and Celtics, will battle for those 3 spots. They're all within a game and a half of each other. And then 6, 7, 8 is also a tight race. So there's really 3 battles going on, but it does impact the Sixers because if they finish 3, they're concerned about who is 6, and that 6, 7, 8 is a battle. And if they finish 4, they know who they're likely going to see, and that would be the Celtics. It's all so interesting. By the way, they play the Bucks today at 3:30. They will travel to Charlotte to play Charlotte on Tuesday night and then come back in a back-to-back situation to host the Celtics at the center on Wednesday. So these next couple of days are big. And they will impact the standings, and they will impact your thoughts of who the Sixers will be in the postseason, in my opinion, because they're playing 2 of the best in their own conference, and I need to know how they match up. I go to Linda in Mayfair. Linda, thanks for calling the Fanatic. I hope you're enjoying your Sunday.
Oh, please. I had to stop cleaning because I heard your voice. Geez, I got to know when you're on, Dee. I was telling the young producer.
The young Josh, he's a good guy, right?
Huh?
Josh. His name is Josh. He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah. I was telling the young man, when I first started calling many years ago, they used to not treat women so well on sports talk radio.
Oh, well, that's not good.
They used to make us call back and all kinds of stuff. There was hardly any of us that called.
Well, I'm going to have to make sure you know when I'm on, so you can call anytime you want, Linda.
Well, the thing is, you teach me about basketball because even though I love it, it's my fourth of 4 for 4.
Oh, really?
I know less about it. And I started older with basketball.
Okay.
I didn't like basketball, are you ready, till Mr. Julius Erving and his afro was playing with the Nets in the ABA.
Well, that would definitely be an appealing product to start to, you know, get you to be a fan.
Well, I loved him. He was Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan.
He absolutely was. You are correct.
And the doctor did some things, honey, with that Duncan. God, I loved him. I still love him,
yep,
Julius.
He's a good man.
I need you to straighten me out on something. Now, being dumb about basketball and personalities, although the older guy, I used to love the Iceman. I used to love Tree Rollins and Dominique.
Wow, so you're not that... Come on now, Linda. You know a little more about basketball than you're letting on. If you know George Gervin and Tree, and who was your last one?
Dominique Wilkins.
Oh, Dominique, yeah.
Pistol Pete. Oh, now I know about it. I don't know the nuances.
I got you. All right, so you definitely have been following it for many decades now.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
I do love it. The thing I wanted to ask you about, and maybe it's just me, we appear to have two butlers.
Hmm.
The other night, he really, I said, look at him go. He seemed really into it, Dee. Sometimes he looks like he don't give a darn. Like maybe he's just nonchalant and very sure of himself. And that just comes across to me like he's kind of like he don't care. Now, I know that can't be true, so I thought I'd ask you to straighten me out.
Well, I don't think I need to straighten you out, but Linda, I appreciate the phone call, and I am going to answer your question. I am probably in the minority that I don't view how Jimmy has performed to be nonchalant or not caring. That he had a greater role the other night, I have to concur. And what you saw, I saw. But I think, and I keep going back to Brett Brown's statement after the game, that it is not just on Jimmy. Part of it is on Jimmy. Like, Jimmy needs to take a little bit of a page out of JJ's book and move more without the ball, which is not something he's been used to doing. He's been a pick-and-roll guy everywhere he's gone, and, you know, he takes it and tries to attack the rim. And J.J. moves without the ball, and in this system, I'm not saying you can't adjust to what works better for Jimmy, but Jimmy could also adjust a little to the system and how it works for the greater good of the group. So I would say that is part of it. The other is, there's a reason, you know, you say you had two stars in Embiid and Ben Simmons, but we need more. And they had to go star hunting, and they failed in free agency. And then they found two stars by trading in Tobias and Jimmy Butler. But now when you have four, everybody wants everybody to still be the star. And it's like, you can't be the star when you have four. You have to be willing to give a little less in appearance and still provide. And the numbers would say he provides. He gives you numbers. And if it doesn't look like he's the outstanding star, it's because he's surrounded by three other stars. And everybody gets to play a part. And that's the beauty of having talent. So that's how I see it. That's where I see it. I don't know if I'm right. I don't know if I'm wrong. But I all I know is everybody said you need more. And now you get more. And now it's they want the person to still look like they were the man when he was in Minnesota or Chicago where you couldn't win games. Eric in North Philly. Eric, how are you? Thanks for calling the Fanatic. Eric, are you with us? All right, Eric's not with us. So the Sixers and Bucks will play at 3:30 coming up here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We'll see what is in store for the Sixers, who lost to Milwaukee back on October 24th. It was a 15-point loss. But that roster and this roster, totally different. What was at stake back then? Totally different. The Sixers are trying to be playing their best basketball when the postseason comes around in a couple of weeks from now. They currently have 44 wins. I do think they need to be a better road team. They're currently 500 on the road. This is the first of 9 road games that remain, which is quite a bit. So even though they have teams on their remaining schedule that have below 500 records or are not headed to the postseason for the bulk of them, which is an easier schedule than Indiana or Boston has, they are on the road. And they've shown to be a mediocre team at best on the road. So today, win or lose, how they match up with Milwaukee will go a long way in me deciding how I feel about their postseason possibilities. 610-632-0975. Take a break. Coming back to Chris and Mark on the other side. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Rebound right hand jam. Ben Simmons throws it down.
13 games remain in the regular season, and the NBA's top team is up next. Sixers, Bucks. Today at 3:30 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
The Big B.
Gary Barbera's spring sales event.
300 Jeeps Keys.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month or less.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Rams, Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month or less. Oh, mama.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
300 Jeep Keys.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$179 a month or less.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Boom.
Your choice.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Renegades, Wranglers.
$179 a month
or less. Is Barbera's on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess. Yes.
11 Durango Express. Approved credit for well-qualified clients. $39.87 to its side. Total payments, $19.023. Tac plus $144. Dock fee addition. For more, 1-800-BARBERA.com.
Hello!
300 Jeeps Chiefs.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
I'm not kidding.
Boom.
Your choice.
$179 a month.
$179 a month or less.
Don't text and drive because Barbera cares.
I'm Tom Kalish from Kane 11 Socks. Whether it's technology or products that make our lives more comfortable, innovation is constantly improving everything. But socks, they haven't changed in 50 years. Traditional sock brands make socks in one size fits all, or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. At Kane 11, we think it's time somebody innovated the sock industry. So we make socks in 11 individual sizes, from 7 to 17, to fit each size foot perfectly. You won't believe what wearing a pair of socks in your exact size feels like until you try them. It's quite remarkable. After all, your feet hold up your whole body, and the better your socks fit, the better your feet are going to feel all day. Our socks are crafted in the USA with fine-gauge merino wool in the perfect weight and cushioning. And our styles, well, they're designed to work with anything you wear. So step up to the next innovation and try a pair of Kane 11s. See what Esquire, Men's Health, and Golf Digest are all raving about.
Save 20% off your first order at Kane11.com. That's K-A-N-E-1-1.com. Kane11.com.
Hey, it's Mike Missinelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings, just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall, providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
At Walgreens, shopping for spring beauty essentials is a snap. We can help you find foundation that lasts longer than your day or a lipstick to finish any look. Now, purchase two of your favorite cosmetics, nail products, or beauty accessories from brands like L'Oreal, Maybelline, and CoverGirl, and get your third one free. At Walgreens, refreshing your beauty routine is pretty simple. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Cosmetics, nail products, and beauty accessories are buy two and get the third free. Mix and match through March 23rd with card. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You, college basketball bettors, are our people. March is here. Now it's time. You've researched the regions, scanned the seeds, and looked for the long shots. Get in on the madness with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the app or go to williamhill.com and place your college bets today. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 97.5thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com. Philly's official Flyer station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. D-Line, I'm with you on this Sunday afternoon. So I got the Phillies on out of the corner of my eye. They were up 3-1 at Spectrum Field wearing their green jerseys on this St. Paddy's Day. I don't know, they kind of look like Christmas because the green jerseys with the red pinstripes. It's Christmas. It looks like Christmas to me. Bryce Harper is in the lineup today, I do believe. And again, I'm watching it out of the corner of my eye because I am anticipating and waiting to go home and watch the Sixers and the Bucks because it's a big matchup. It's a big measuring stick for who the Philadelphia 76ers are 70 games into their season and who they can be come the postseason. And I felt like so many people thought after the win over the Kings a couple of nights ago that they, you know, going to the Eastern Conference Finals felt like a real strong possibility. And it should. I did say to a caller yesterday, my friend Pete from Princeton, I think they can compete with the top echelon in the East, which I believe to be Milwaukee, thus the reason today is so important, and Toronto. They're the two best. It's just truth of the matter. And I think they can compete with both of those teams in a seven-game series. But they need to play as they did the other day. And I need to see that over a stretch of games. It has not been possible, one, because Embiid was out for eight games. Two, because you added these pieces like at February 8th. And so you need to make really good use of your time right now. And right now equals 13 games remaining in the postseason. Chris is with us in Pensauk. And Chris, how are you? And thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Good. How you doing, Dave? Happy St. Patrick's Day to you and your family.
Yes, I think I'm going to go home and put a green shirt on and maybe have a beer.
There you go. Sounds good to me, because that's what I'm doing, a tip-off.
Exactly.
I'm not the sharpest guy, and I don't get on callers. But my God, man, Jimmy Butler, he can't do nothing right. If he's too aggressive, he's the team wrecker.
Right.
If he plays by the rules,
then he's too nonchalant.
And then when he doesn't take enough shots, he's playing everybody. If you just do a little homework or if you watch ball, he's playing 7 minutes less a game here compared to the Timberwolves,
which I actually think is good for him on his body.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, if Jimmy Butler is my problem, I'm a happy camper.
I love that. If he's my problem, I'm happy. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, that's like your husband. You go home and you got a Mercedes convertible in the driveway.
Right.
But you want it black and it's white. You go, babe, you know what? I don't really want that. Give that to the neighbor. I don't understand it. This is what we should be concerned about. We're 1-7 against playoff teams in the East. Okay, yeah. And they all have. We're chasing them. Number one.
The problem is that I think you've only played one of them with this roster.
Right. Exactly. And number two, the biggest discrepancy that drives me crazy with Brett Brown. I don't think the guy should be fired at all.
Yeah,
he's doing a good job. I just think he needs to tweak him. He needs to reevaluate himself, like my father would always say. Before you get in a confrontation, reevaluate yourself and see if it's part of you. He does too much Euro ball when we don't have Euros. And he doesn't...
The style of play, too Euro for you? Okay.
Just too Euro. I mean, you don't have
Well,
to
it's too Euro for a Jimmy and a Tobias.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, guys, I thought before it was the right style. But I think he is adjusting.
You got two guys that are pick and roll guys.
Yep.
Where we play the least pick and roll in the whole entire NBA.
I know.
We're number second, right? We're second to last in turnovers. We were first the first 2 years. This year and last year, we're second to last, man. That cannot happen.
No.
That's when Brett Brown has to say, you know what? I know I can't show you up. You do that again, you're sitting.
I have been on record saying that I don't like that he categorizes the turnovers. Let me look and see if they were forced or unforced.
Yeah.
If they had to do with pace of play. If they, like at some point when you're still always the worst at something, I don't care what your category is.
Right.
Stop.
It's like you go home and you tell your kid, hey, I'm cooking dinner. Don't eat that cookie.
Yeah.
So he goes in and eats the Twinkie and you don't say nothing to him. I mean, it just doesn't make, and he doesn't have to do it out of mouth. He doesn't have to do old school, but I watched your dad coach.
Yes.
And your dad's a fiery guy.
He is.
He's disrespectful to his players, but he said, hey, come here.
Yeah, like enough is enough. I hear you.
I seen your dad sit a guy right next to him when he pulled him out. The guy went to go get his regular suit. I forget whoever it was. He said, no, you sit right next to me.
Right. You're not allowed to go to the end of the bench. That's true. He used to do that. That's so true,
that
Chris.
What's so wrong with that?
Nothing. It definitely delivers a message.
And I know I only got a few seconds left. D.
Yes.
I'm Mr. Positive with those Sixers.
Yes.
That line and playing in Milwaukee. As long as we don't, Brett, just don't get trounced, because I think this game is going to be like 136 to 112.
Oh, my God. It better not be that, Chris.
I hope that doesn't have that. Drink a beer. Listen, if you drive home and there's a Mercedes in there, if the Benz is in the driveway and you don't like the color, please keep it.
I'm going to keep it, Chris. I swear I'll keep the Mercedes. If I ever have a Mercedes waiting for me outside my house, it won't be in a driveway because I actually don't have a driveway. But if it's black, white, or purple, totally fine with me. Chris makes a good point about Butler. So he averages two less field goal attempts per game than when he was in Minnesota. And if for the person out there, because Minnesota, he was only there for 10 games this year, I'll go to last year in Minnesota, I do believe, right? So he was traded the year before. So, well, it's between 1.5 and 2 field goal attempts is less. Come on. It's 14 field goal attempts. It's enough. It's the right number for him. And in terms of percentage, he's shooting exactly what he shot in Minnesota from the field. He is less from three-point range, and that's where the two less comes from. He shoots two less three-pointers a game. I don't know. I don't have a problem with that. And for me, I always look, does Jimmy get to the line? He's getting to the line 5.5 times. It was 6 with Minnesota. It was 5.5 last year. That number is really what I look at more than does he get enough field goal attempts. I think he does. When you're surrounded with an Embiid, Simmons, JJ, who am I leaving out? Tobias. I think you can give up 1 or 2 field goal attempts. We go to Mark in Lehigh Valley. Mark, how are you? And thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hello, is this Dave?
It is. Mark, just do me a favor and turn down your radio.
Okay, how's that?
That's much better.
Listen, first of all, it's my first time calling into the radio station, and it's a privilege to talk with a Philly legend name. The lineup name is legendary. If you've been a Sixers fan for decades as I have, and this is the first time you're calling a radio station, I'd say it's an honor to speak to someone in the lineup name.
Well, thank you. I'll tell my dad the same.
Okay, listen, I think there have been a couple of points made the last couple of callers that are critical. And this is a chance now, not only for Brett Brown to silence his critics, but also, too, for the team to make a statement. I mean, I didn't know that 1-7 record that you just mentioned against the Eastern Conference leaders was with this without the current lineup in place. And that's something positive to think about going forward.
Sure.
But I think the key here is... And I would say in the first quarter in particular, in the third quarter, Joe has got to be in the post, and he's got to collect a couple of fouls on Brook Lopez. If he dominates that paint first and foremost and get Brook out of the game maybe early in the first quarter or early in the second quarter, and you know they're going to come back to him again and then go right back to that post, that negates what Lopez can do in terms of pulling him away from the rim.
Excellent point.
And I think the same goes for some of our other ball dominant players. This is an excellent opportunity for Jimmy to get somebody in foul trouble because he's great off the dribble and driving to the lane. I think that's how you do it on the road. You put them on their heels. I mean, they're the top dog, right?
Yes.
You come into their building and you smack them in the mouth and then see how they respond.
Well, that's definitely the objective. Now, they've only lost 5 times on their home floor. When you talk about going to the paint and trying to get Brook Lopez in foul trouble, I did look up who are they in terms of opponents' points in the paint, and they're middle of the pack. Milwaukee lets opponents average 44 points in the paint. So I'll keep a good eye on that early. Because, like, for instance, the other day, Joel has 10 points in that first quarter. If Joel has a 10-6 first quarter, I'm liking my chances of being there at the end of the game in a winning situation.
You know, I don't often get to watch the games because I work middle shift. In fact, I'm in my car now driving to Mack Trucks in Emmaus. So I miss a lot of the games. So I have to rely on my Google feed and reading
and
stuff like that and maybe the highlights on ESPN to catch the game. But I noticed in that last game in particular, he seemed to be quicker and he seemed to be very efficient.
Oh, he was.
You know, a lot of times Joe is very sloppy and he's very lazy. And actually, I tried to call in the other day. I agree with what someone said the other day when he came back that first game. I would have sat him in that first quarter, and like that last caller said, he would have sat right next to me so we can talk and have a conversation.
I like it, Mark.
He was very sloppy in that game. And at some point as a coach, you have to stand up. I mean, I know it's a players' league and all that other stuff, but at some point as a coach, you got to say, listen, man, you're better than this. I mean, you claim this is your city. You claim you own the city. You're the number one star in Philly. You got to play like it. You got to bring your A game.
Mark, I appreciate it. I got to hit a break. Thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. Vinny, I'm coming back to you on the other side. It is true. And it wasn't his first game back. The first one, he was awesome because he had a 30-plus performance. It was his second game back that he was Mr. Lethargic. And the other day, Joel Embiid was monstrous to start that game and finish it. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic's Bracket Challenge is back. A perfect bracket could win you
$1 million.
The top points winner wins a five-night vacation at Icona Resorts Beachfront Hotels down the shore in Avalon, Diamond Beach, or Cape May. Registration is now open. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and register now. Fanatic Bracket Challenge is presented by TurnersvilleJeep.com, South Jersey's fastest-growing Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer, and 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano inviting you to join me this Sunday night, 6 p.m. in person at the beautiful Sportsbook Parks Casino, my casino and sportsbook of choice, for a special Bracket Sunday viewing party with my pal hoops expert Dick Girardi. Join me and Dick Girardi inside the Parks Casino Sportsbook this Sunday night as we break down the brackets, give you all the info you need to lay your tournament action, fill out your brackets. We got you covered. Come see us. Check out the Parks Casino Bet Slip Builder app that makes it so easy to plan all of your sports bets. Yours truly, Dick Girardi, talking tournament hoops, helping you pick the winners. Sunday, 6 p.m. at the Parks Casino Sportsbook. Going to be awesome. Must be 21. Call 800-GAMBLER.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty. The quicker picker-up.
This is not just your regular daily cappuccino. It's the cappuccino to cap all cappuccinos. Because today, you put this $3 pick-me-up on your new City Rewards Plus card. It's the only card that rounds your points up to the nearest 10 on every purchase. You also earn double the points at supermarkets and gas stations for the first $6,000 per year. So this little cappuccino is a cappuccino yes. Introducing the City Rewards Plus card, designed to make the everyday more rewarding.
Man, aren't you tired of being hoodwinked into buying socks size 9 through 12? 9 through 12 is a size range, not a size. How can one size sock fit 4 different feet the same? Kane 11 makes men's socks in 11 individual shoe sizes, 7 through 17. It just makes sense. Everything else you wear fits. So should your socks. Kane 11 socks are crafted with premium merino wool in the ideal weight and cushioning for year-round comfort. I'm Pete Hunsinger, co-founder of Kane 11. Our socks are an innovation of concept and design that take the mystery out of sock sizing forever. Take it from me, you'll be amazed at how comfortable socks are when they actually fit. Kane 11 designs are stylish yet understated, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. Be prepared. You'll be surprised the difference wearing socks that actually fit makes. You will never go back to wearing multi-size socks again. Kane 11, precisely your size.
Save 20% off your first order at Kane11.com. Enter promo code FANATIC. That's Kane11.com. Kane11.com. Promo code FANATIC.
Who's a sweetheart? Who's Auntie Sprinter's pal? You are. Oh, Donna, he's so cute. Thanks, isn't he?
Ugh, I wish my wireless bill were cute. I hate opening this thing every month.
Stop overpaying for wireless and upgrade to the brilliant iPhone XR with Sprint.
Why?
Because Sprint will give you both an unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR lease for just $35 per month.
Both? For that price?
Both.
Both? Was that the baby?
How did he say that without teeth?
Right now at Sprint, get an unlimited plan and an iPhone XR lease for just $35 per month. And there's no trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 per month after $16.25 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease. If canceled early, remaining balance due after 4/30/2020. Pay $32 per line with auto pay for unlimited basic. One Hulu ad supported plan per account. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Switch taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. Use rules. 30-day activation fee and restrictions apply.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family owned since 1883. J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville has provided an outstanding ownership experience for over 135 years. A proud recipient of the 2017 President's Award and located just 1 mile north of the Montgomery Mall on Route 309. Visit jlfriedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
J.L. Fried Honda Montgomeryville, simply exceptional.
You, college basketball bettors, are our people. March is here. Now it's time. You've researched the regions, scanned the seeds, and looked for the long shots. Get in on the madness with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the app or go to williamhill.com and place your college bets today. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Oh, yeah!
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
Gear up, folks, gear up. In 30 minutes, Sixers and Bucks right here on 97.5, the Fanatic. Game number 70 for the Sixers, who are 44-25, sitting in the third seed, going up against the Milwaukee Bucks, who are the number one team in the Eastern Conference. And quite frankly, they have the best record in all of the NBA at 52-17. I have gone all this time and not mentioned that the Bucks will be without Malcolm Brogdon. And you say, eh, who cares? They still have Giannis. But he is worth 15.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 3.5 assists. He's a critical part. Anyhow, he has a partial tear to his plantar fascia in his right foot. So he will be out of their lineup when the Sixers take on those Bucks in just a short amount of time. Critical game, because the Sixers have not performed well against the upper echelon of their conference, namely the Celtics, Raptors, and one game against the Bucks thus far, which was way back in October. So just to get a feel for who they are, with 13 games remaining in this season, with the acquisitions that they made over the course of the year, we'll go back to the beginning when they acquired Jimmy Butler. We'll go to the trade deadline when they got Tobias Harris and Boban Marjanovic, Ennis, Mike Scott. These are all vital people to who they're going to be playing in the spring. And I think today tells us a lot about that. You'd like to think that what they showed against the Kings the other night, that says, okay, this group is every bit as good as a Bucks team or a Toronto Raptors team. But it was against the Kings, and some people say, well, it's the Kings. They're 33-35 at that point when they came into the Wells Fargo Center. So this just... go and show me who you are against the best in your conference, and I'll take notice. We go to Vinny in West Philly. Vinny, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, D, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, a couple points. A good friend of my homeboy was down at the game a couple days. They got seats right there. You know Bob, security guy? You know,
yeah.
You
know, oh, yeah.
Wow. They seats like right there. So they there all the time. So he sees, you know, Jimmy Butler dressed off to where he at. He say, Jim, he goes to him, Jimmy, you gonna play hard, you gonna do. And Jimmy nodded at him, said no, you know, nonchalantly. You know, I won't make too much of it, but you know how players is, they do that.
Oh, sure. So, I love the interaction between players and fans.
Yeah. So me and my man, we even talking about Jimmy Butler like a couple months ago. I brought it to his attention. I said, and I told him to watch him. I said, why is Jimmy Butler? How his attitude is. I said, maybe it's me or just checking him out. He said, no, you right. Then I see his attitude down there change. Then we say, well, here, check this out. Since the All-Star break, Jimmy Butler only shot 1 3-pointer since the All-Star break.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. 1 3-pointer.
All right. Well, I knew that because I said to you, I knew they were down.
Yeah, I heard about 3-pointers, and I said, yeah, that was going to be my point. And I think, and I don't think that's his fault. I'm not saying Jimmy, but I love Jimmy, but I think he's a great player. I think more so was incumbent upon Brett Brown. Like I heard Brett Brown say Jimmy Butler had the best game he ever played, right?
That he played in a Sixers uniform, yes.
Right. And I look at the game, and I seen that he was being used as a pick and roll, formidable matchup. He was engaged, you know what I'm saying? I just think that he's trying to make a point to Brett Brown. Like, you know, you can switch his offense up a little bit. You don't have to be so stubborn just with the dribble handoff.
Right.
Just because that's what Jimmy Butler's not his strength.
That is not his strength. He doesn't, yeah, I would agree.
That's not his strength. Like, I heard you say, well, he's deferring to the players. But in actuality, if you look at it, the players are deferring to him. They really want him to be the guy.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do want him to be the guy. Like, Ben Simmons, he's a great player and everything, but he don't want to be the guy. Butler saying to Brown, like, you know, we can switch up a little bit, and Brown can change his coaching some. He can make it work. Some players have to be coached, D. Like, and B and Simmons, no, they don't really got to be coached. He don't coach them. Like, Butler's used a hard-nosed coach like Thibodeau, guys on his top. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Don't mind that.
All right, let me just correct you on one thing. He has only made 2 3-pointers since the All-Star break.
All right, well, gotcha. Yeah, well,
he has taken.
I know he had one. I know before the day of last game was only one.
No, because he made 2 in 1 game against Golden State. So,
right.
And he's gone 0-4 in all of the other games post-All-Star. So he's actually 2 for 17 from 3.
Yeah.
Since the All-Star. I did not know that. Thank you for pointing that out.
He's not really engaged. I don't think it's just him. He's a good three-pointer, sorry, but he just don't want to take him. I just think he's trying to make a point, like, you know, Brett Brown, we don't have to run this often. And I tell you, I agree with him some, because I think Brett Brown has to be changed his offense a little bit. Like, you know, if you coaching, that's what coaches do.
Yeah, no, you got to go to people's strengths. I will say this, Vinny. That Brett has said that he needs to do a better job of getting him involved to being the guy that we saw the other night. But he also made a point to say, I will not sacrifice for the group for the sake of one. And I think there's a place to meet in the middle on both parts.
Right. And I think when Brett Brown makes a mistake, we say sacrifice. You're not sacrificing Brett Brown. Because sometimes you have to, in your star player that he is,
yep.
You have to cater to some of their needs.
No, I agree. So put them in pick and roll and let them go. Yep.
I'm not gonna lose Jimmy Butler at the end of the summer because he can't do dribble handoff. See? That's gonna set him. That sounds insane. Oh, Jimmy Butler, he's gone. Why? Because he can't do dribble handoff. That's bad.
You're reminding me of, like, I feel like I need Allen Iverson. We're talking about practice.
You're talking about
dribble handoffs.
That's how we vibe together. We talk about the AI days. Like, come on, practice and dribble handoffs.
I know.
I think he scored 50 on us. Put him beat on the floor.
Vinny, I got to move on, but thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. I'm going to use that so many times from here to the end of the season. We're talking dribble handoff. Are you kidding me? Maurice is with us on West Oak Lane. Maurice, thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, thank you, Dave. I was just kind of laughing at the end of that exchange.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking of the press conference of the last game that had Jimmy and Tobias. Not sure if you've seen it. And the reporters kind of started talking about the weather and how Jimmy had a breakout game right when the weather got good. And Tobias was annoyed talking about, we're talking about the weather?
We're talking about the weather.
We just played a game. So that
I did not see that because I worked that night. So I was in my car. And I did not get to. Oh, actually, I think I was here when they actually went to the podium. But I would have enjoyed that. I did read it.
Yeah, it's online somewhere. But
I'll have to go find it. Oh, yeah. That is hysterical.
And I'm also tempted to talk about baseball with as nice the weather is, but we ain't going to play. You know, since it's banked for another week or two, but until then.
It's coming quick. That opening day, what? Today's the 17th. Yeah, we're 11 days away.
Yeah, I can hardly wait. I mean, at this point, I'm like, oh, we got a baseball team that I can actually watch. So, you know, but until then, I'm looking to see what Brett can do here with, I guess my thing concerned is how fluid can he be with the lineups? Namely, my main thing is, namely JJ, because I love JJ. He's my brother from another motherland, but at the same time, it's like, he's almost useless if he's not hitting his shots. He's not a playmaker. He's not much of a facilitator. And Lord knows he's a turnstile on defense.
So yeah, we know that.
is if he's not hitting his shots, I'm just wondering what Brett can do off the bench as far as substantial, you know, I guess, saying as far as identifying a guy who can basically light it up for us, whether it be Jimmy or Tobias, if JJ isn't hitting his shots. And also, you know, find a guy who is complimentary, who is, I guess, a compliment to the other guys on the floor. As far as, all right, JJ is going 1-for-7 right now. Let's see if Jonathan Simmons.
In fairness, because JJ struggled, absolutely, I'm not going to try to tell you otherwise, especially in the 8 games that Embiid was out. But yeah, in this 3-game winning streak that started against the Pacers, Cavs, and then Kings, he has 11 made threes, and he's attempted 22. So he's 50%.
Oh,
yeah.
I will gladly stand corrected on that.
I'll tell you why, Maurice. Because I would have been the same. I'm pleasantly surprised to be able to tell you those numbers. Because his games prior to that, the 8 prior, were so bad, that included 2 of 8 and 1 of 9 going into that Indiana Pacers game. That's what we feel like he was.
Yeah. I mean,
but he's come out of it, definitely. 11-for-22, I can't complain.
That's 50%. You're happy with 40%, so 50%.
Right,
is,
50% from 3 in the last 3 games, and they're all wins. I say he's doing his job.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess my thing here is just, you know, if anybody is, you know, kind of, you know, I guess I just hope that Brett is fluent with lineups as far as finding guys that's complimentary
whoever. I hope I see comparable substitutions as he did against the Kings the other night. Because to me, when he went to his bench, he had the right bench guys on the floor with the right starters at critical times. And the biggest was keeping Butler on the floor. I think he had a lineup at one point that had Butler, Simmons, Mike Scott, Ennis, and Embiid. And I thought defensively, that's a really good lineup.
Yeah, and that's why I really like, that's one thing I love about Butler, that even when he's not always hitting his shots, he gives you enough presence on defense to not be a complete liability out there.
I agree.
Which is why, so looking forward to this game, about to make a few food runs here. And,
there you go. And then be a couch potato and take it all in, Maurice.
Most definitely.
All thanks, right, Steve. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I want to say thank you to everybody who called in today and set the table for what we hope is an entertaining matchup between two of the best in the East. Sixers are the 3rd seed. Bucks are the 1st seed. This is their 2nd meeting this year, but their 1st since October 24th. In that October 24th matchup, 6 guys played in that game for the Sixers that are no longer on this team. So it's really not comparable. I'm looking forward to seeing Giannis. I'm looking forward to seeing Joel Embiid. I'd like to see another low turnover game. They only had 11 against the Kings, but they had 21 against the Cavs. Please stay in that lower double-digit range. And the other thing in that first meeting, and again, I know it's totally different in terms of makeup, but they allowed 49 second quarter points. I want no 35-point quarters from the Sixers today. Hope you enjoy the game, folks. You can listen to it right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. My thanks to Josh and all of you callers.
You got it, dude.
Who made my Sunday perfect. I'll see you next weekend here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.